Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
The rush.
It took a year and a half for us to create the Medicare system. We're going to do the entire healthcare system in 2 weeks or 6 weeks. I think we can get another 8, 9, 10 months down the road to make sure we get it right.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. In search of every healthcare vote he can get, President Obama meets again today with a group of House Democrats. And his media blitz continues with his 8th healthcare statement in 9 days and a CBS News interview with Katie Couric.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. The president is pushing because Congress is at a critical stage on health reform and things aren't going well. Democrats are having trouble agreeing on details for this very complex plan and rounding up votes. As for Republicans, they keep trying to kill the whole thing.
Did the government withhold information on the potential dangers of driving while using a cell phone? We're live with CBS News reporter Vicki Barker.
6 years ago, federal traffic safety officials had research identifying cell phone use as the fastest growing cause of driver distraction, which is responsible for 1 out of 4 serious accidents. Here's what happened.
Information was covered up.
Sorry, that Joan Claybrook of Public Citizen saying that the information was withheld. And why? Well, the New York Times reports the then head of the agency was warned he could lose billions in federal funding if Congress decided he'd cross the line from presenting information to lobbying for an outcome. Nick?
There's still the legislative hurdle to clear, but California appears on the way to ending its budget crisis. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman reports from Los Angeles.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is applauding the budget agreement.
All around, I think this is a really great, great accomplishment.
But this is a budget that has lots of pain built in. It includes massive across-the-board cuts. Almost every state-funded program will be affected. Education, health care, welfare, and people who depend on those services will feel the impact. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The manhunt is intensifying for Private Bo Bergdahl, who's apparently held by the Taliban after he went missing in eastern Afghanistan. CBS's Mandy Clark has more from Kabul.
The U.S. military has launched the largest operation in eastern Afghanistan to find the captured soldier. It's being led by the 3,000-strong Task Force Yukon, Private Bergdahl's very own unit. The U.S. military has condemned the Taliban video of him as propaganda. But the hope is that it may provide intelligence experts with vital information in helping bring back the soldier.
I'm Stephen Kaufman in Haley, Idaho. Shopkeeper Richard Wright has known Bob and Jenny Bergdahl for many years. Wright says they're justified in placing a sign on their front gate that reads, "No visitors."
Anybody that was in the situation they're in now would probably have a sign on their gate. Other than that, you know, you see them in town. Not like in the old days you used to, but they're around.
The Bergdahls continue to refuse interviews, fearing any remarks might lessen the chance of their son's safe return.
You're listening to the Tuesday morning edition of the CBS World News Roundup, where the time is 4 past the hour.
Did you know that pharmacists work in hospitals? We work around the clock with doctors and nurses to make sure you get the best results from your...
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
Hey, Broncos fans, this is Broncos cheerleader Erica Golding inviting you to our calendar release party on August 15th. Help us raise money for at-risk youth by racing us in go-karts at 60 miles an hour. Get details and your tickets.
From Consumer Reports, cooling your home, I'm Reese Sprans. The most common mistake people make when it comes to air conditioners is getting the wrong size. Underestimate your cooling needs and you could end up sweating. Overestimate and you'll have a cold, damp space. Before installing a central air system, have a contractor do a load calculation to determine the required cooling capacity. This step is an important one as well if you're upgrading an existing system, since changes made to improve your home's energy efficiency, such as replacing windows or adding insulation, can reduce your cooling needs. On the other hand, if you've added living space, you might need more cooling. After the required cooling capacity has been determined, focus on installation. Adding a central system is relatively straightforward if you already have ductwork for your heating. But if your home doesn't have ducts, adding them can be expensive and messy. If you're in this camp, consider a split ductless system instead. Split ductless systems are similar to central air in that they can cool multiple rooms but need no ductwork. Choosing a reliable central air system is crucial because breakdowns are inconvenient and costly. According to our latest product reliability survey, Trane, the market leader, along with Rheem and Rood, were less likely to need repairs than those from Goodman and Heil. Of course, central air isn't right for every home. Recommended window air conditioners in our next report. I'm Ernie Sprans for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Technology. When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community.
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press,
you are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
Republicans say on health care it is now war. Yeah, they declared war on health care legislation and on Barack Obama. The question is, will Democrats fight back? Hey, hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. What do you say? It is Tuesday, July 21. Good to see you today, and thank you for joining us here. This is the Bill Press Show. We're coming to you live, coast to coast, all the way from Los Angeles, California, here to Washington, D.C., and all good stops in between. Thank you for being part of the program today. Invite your calls on any topic at any time at 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737, and go to the website, as always, BillPressShow.com. Find out what the president's up to today. Take a listen to our interview yesterday with Governor Ed Rendell. In case you missed it, that's our free podcast for the day. And your job, as always, if you haven't already done so, or if you have, do it again. Go to our list of 13 Democrats. Is it 13, Dan, now, or 14?
I think we're up to 14, actually.
We added Mark Warner yesterday.
Yeah.
14 Democrats who haven't yet supported the public plan option as part of health care reform legislation. We make it easy for you. Click on their names. Send them an email, tell them to get with the program, and then tell us that you have what response you get from them. This is the Bill Press Show in a very special hour this hour, because in studio with us, our good friend, Democratic strategist, back again, Chris Kofinas. Hey, Chris, it's been a while. Nice to see you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming all the way across town. Get special points for being in studio.
Thank you. Thank you.
And joining Team Press, Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Good to be
here.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you all.
And we want you to feel a part of the club, Chris.
I feel very much part of the club.
Don't get too comfortable, pal?
Wait, you don't really feel part of the club until you have in your hand.
Oh, here it is.
Here it is.
Oh,
your official.
Wow. It Bill, says Chris Kofinas on it.
It does.
Yeah.
Your official Bill Press Barack Obama mug. Etched. Your name etched in there.
I believe this is like the first thing I've ever received with Chris Kofinas on it.
Really? All right. Spelled correctly.
Welcome I mean, my it. Wife got me a cup, but she spelled my name wrong.
Which is
really? And she called me Steve. And I tried to explain to her that was wrong.
Did you ask her what the UPS driver's name was?
Ironically, it was Steve.
What you're saying is, we know you better than your wife knows you.
Sadly, yes, that is true.
Well, you're now part of a very exclusive club.
You're now part of the club, right. And we're going to get your photo, and we will put your photo up on the mug shots page, isn't it? There you go. Yes, you were. We're so clever around here. Right.
Thank you very much. It's very nice.
By the way, so you know what we're talking about, because if you go to the website at BillPressShow.com, you can have your own Bill Press Barack Obama. I should say Barack Obama Bill Press morning mug. They're great. They're really and you can have your name etched on it as well. So there you go. All right. So Chris, yesterday was the 40th anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing. President Obama welcoming the
the astronauts from Apollo 11 to the Oval Office, saluting them for their achievement.
The touchstone for excellence in exploration and discovery is always going to be represented by the men of Apollo 11.
Yeah, I was at the White House for the briefing yesterday. When I left, all the cameras were assembled waiting for the astronauts to come out, but the ceremony had just started on the back lawn, so I didn't hang around to see them. But it was a remarkable achievement. And now, we were talking a little bit earlier, you know, the astronauts are really divided what NASA should do next. Go back to the moon and establish a camp, or just go for Mars.
Or go for Mars. Yeah. It's an incredible accomplishment because of what they were able to do with such limited computing power.
40 years ago.
That's right.
I mean, we all carry more computing power on our hips with our BlackBerries. Which is serious.
Than they had run the space shuttle
back then. Run the entire space program, basically.
Mm-hmm. Think about that.
I mean, that is stunning.
That is stunning, yeah. And what's also stunning is there's still some people who don't believe it ever happened. And Buzz Aldrin, I don't know if you saw this, but he met up with one of them at the Capitol day before yesterday and took him out. Listen to this little encounter.
You're the one who said you walked on the moon when you didn't. Calling the kettle black, if ever thought of saying
you misrepresented my wife from me.
You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
Nails
boom.
Him.
Nails him.
Boom.
Brendan Schnoz.
Don't you love it?
Well, we've all learned a very important lesson. Don't say you didn't go to the moon to an astronaut who went to the moon.
Yeah. Don't mess with Buzz.
There are some crazy, crazy people out there.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding? We talk to them every day.
Yeah.
You're telling us.
I mean, you know, one of my old professors, we used to talk about this in class, about conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories are the easy solution for the weak-minded because they're easy to understand. So, I mean, you have the people who say that, you know, we didn't go to the moon. Mm-hmm. You have these other crazies that are saying that Barack Obama is not an American citizen. I mean, mm-hmm. What planet mm-hmm. are these people from?
The birthers, they're called.
Right.
The birthers,
Now, I'm sorry. If you're referring to yourself as the birther or as a member of the birther, you really need to get a life.
You know, get some help.
Get some help.
Right. If I wanted to get in trouble, I could then say there are also those people who are equally... you know, questionable, who think that 9/11 was an inside job.
Right, no, that exactly.
But I wouldn't say that because I know all the emails that I would get if I were to say that on the air. So, 13 minutes after the hour now, Chris, we're going to be joined. This is a recurring issue here on the show. Ed Henry from CNN is going to be joining us a little bit later. And yeah, we've got to get your take and talk about. In fact, from Jim DeMint to Bill Kristol to Michael Steele, they're all saying our aim as Republicans is not to pass health care legislation. It's to kill whatever Obama wants. This is the Bill Press Show. Chris Coffin is with us. But first, Dan's got the really big story.
Yes, three new books to tell you guys about. First off, Carrie Prejean is out with a book deal. The former Miss California will release Still Standing in November. According to Big Hollywood, she'll answer questions about what happened behind the scenes at the pageant where she defended marriage to be between a man and a woman and what she believes led to her losing the crown.
She jumped the shark so long ago.
Nice.
Lots of pictures.
And his body isn't even in the ground, but a battle is brewing over a cruel tell-all on Walter Cronkite. Radar Online reporting the Anchorman's former chef and manager of his Martha's Vineyard home, Terry Schwab, is shopping a script that alleges Cronkite suffered from dementia and was hated by his three children. But his former chief of staff, Marlene Adler, is fuming and calls Schwab deeply disturbed and a woman who has flipped her lid.
Don't get out of it. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, I saw his kids on that CBS special Sunday night, what they were saying about their dad.
Mm-hmm. Now, maybe if you can combine the Carrie Prejean book and the Walter Cronkite book, you got something.
And a new book alleging the Bush twins really kept the Secret Service on their toes during their time in the White House.
I hope so.
Ronald,
I mean, they were like early 20s. I hope they were
teens.
Ronald Kessler has just finished In the President's Service. He claims that Barbara would purposely try to lose her agents by jumping red lights or taking off into the great unknown.
Good for her.
At the time, Jenna's boyfriend, now husband, Henry Hager, wasn't much better. Word was he got pretty wild at times, including when the security detail had to save him from a bar fight.
fight, and on one occasion give him a ride to Georgetown University Hospital when he was extremely overserved.
Oh. Now, I would have loved the Secret Service detail in college. I mean, I would have been so much tougher.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have no idea how tough I would have been.
You know, I always thought that those two Bush twins were having a good time. And, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you got to have a little fun when you're...
All right, so Chris, you'd probably heard, let's play for our listeners again. So, you know, we got 2 weeks to go for the House to get health care reform legislation, 3 weeks before the Senate supposedly leaves town in August. By the way, that's the question we've been talking about. Do you think they ought to go away in August if they haven't done health care reform legislation? I think they ought to stay here.
That's a good question. It's a tough call. I mean, part of the problem I have with the deadline, and I know the president is pushing it for obvious reasons, the reality is, I think they're going to get something done, personally. Yeah. But if they, you know, whatever gets done, whatever comes out of the House and the Senate, it's still going to go to conference. It's still going to not going to get done where we have the signing ceremony, the final piece of legislation, the signing ceremony, sometime until maybe September, October. So, you know, whether they go away or not, I mean, I think that's a tough call. You know, I think it depends on how much progress they've made.
Well, the Republicans always want to delay. It's just like Sotomayor. Yeah. They say, we need more time, you know, don't rush us. You know, we've got to get it right. You know, they always give that BS, right? But here is, when they say they need more time, here's really what they're talking about, I think. This is Jim DeMint, Republican Senator, South Carolina, yesterday.
If we're able to stop Obama on this, it will be his Waterloo. It will break him.
Yeah, you see what they're out to.
The amazing thing about the Republican,
kill Obama.
Amazing thing about the Republican Party is if you look at all the current, the data that's been coming out, the polling data, and Obama's numbers have slipped a little bit from his highs, which is kind of natural, understandable. What is more stunning to me is that the Republican Party is completely broken. Mm-hmm. The American people have not. Instead of the ebb and flow in politics, when you have one party up, one down, and then they, you know, they switch sides. What you have now are more Americans, you know, who identify themselves as independents by almost a 2-to-1 margin they do Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 22-41, and Democrats were, I think, were at 36. In terms of the president versus the Republicans in Congress, he held, even with all the concerns that people have out there about the various programs or initiatives, he still held a 20-to-30-point advantage over the Republican ideas. They have none. This is the problem. This is a political strategy. And this is how stupid a party they are. They don't understand that what the American people want is a policy solution to the serious problems. Now, they may have questions or concerns about, you know, President Obama's or the Democrats' proposals.
Right.
That's fine. That's understandable. That's always going to happen. But there is nothing. There's no concern about the Republican proposal because there isn't any.
There isn't any. Yeah. Now, just to add to that. Okay. So we got Jim DeMint. This is Bill Kristol. Bill Kristol, who, as Dan Quayle's former chief of staff, really played a big part in killing the health care plan back in 1993. Right. Okay. So he writes this memo in the Weekly Standard. Advice for Republicans, quote, with Obamacare on the ropes, there will be a temptation for opponents to let up on their criticism and try to appear constructive or at least responsible. My advice, resist the temptation. Go for the kill. What kind of advice is that? Don't, whatever you do, don't be responsible.
If you separate your partisanship and look at this just from like a strategic perspective, right?
Okay.
What's amazing to me about this is, and this is the mistakes that both parties have made at various times, politics in the American people change, and the dynamics of what kind of strategy you want to employ in order to win their support has to change. The Republicans are stuck in a time warp. They're stuck back in the 80s, the 90s, and they can't get their mind around the fact that what happened with the serious financial crises, what happened with the war, what happened with Katrina is the American people completely lost faith and confidence in the Republican Party, that they had no idea, no solutions that were going to solve the major problems of the country. President Obama gets elected on the basis that he is going to solve these major problems.
Mm-hmm.
He's now trying to solve these major problems. There's the fight in Congress. The Republican strategy is, don't worry, we're not going to even propose an alternative that's
viable.
We're
just going to be against.
We're just going to be against him. And that is a losing political strategy.
All right, now here's my question, Ted. So they have clearly declared war. They have clearly made it known, and we'll talk about Michael Steele in just a little bit because he's piled on too, that they're going to be against anything he comes up for. So why doesn't he just forget the Republicans, stop trying to reach out to them, pull the Democrats together, and just ram this through?
Well, I mean, that is an argument that I think people are making. You know, I think one of the, you know,
I'm making it.
Yeah, I think one of the mistakes that the Obama administration has made is that they've been, and I understand it, and if I was in their shoes, I would be doing the same thing. I think they've tried to make bipartisanship work, and that is a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
No, it's a good thing when you have somebody who's willing to play. These guys aren't willing to play.
If you have a constructive adversary who, you know, may have their ideological political agenda, but they want to make policy better to solve the problem, you can maybe work with them.
Right.
This isn't about that. We saw the same thing on the stimulus, which became, you know, which was a good bill that became worse because, you know, they made a deal and they compromised with the Republicans.
And did not get one vote.
And didn't get really anything out of it at the end of the day. And I think with health care, I think what the president and the Democrats have got to come to terms with is whatever of the five proposals that are being, you know, hammered out, you know, in terms of what final proposal comes out of the Senate, what final proposal comes out of the House, at the end of the day, it may not be worth getting all those Republican to support it.
I'm convinced no matter what they do, no matter how many amendments they take, no matter what changes they make to get to satisfy Republicans, they will not get one Republican vote and they ought to stop dicking around.
Probably not in the House.
Chris Kofinas in studio with us. What do you say? Join the conversation. 866-55-PRESS. Republicans have declared war. Is it time to make war back? And what about this August vacation? 866-55-77-377.
Every time I turn the Bill Press Show, I get pumped up.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Well, I don't need coffee. I throw the coffee out the window.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-600-2097. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-600-2097. That's 1-800-600-2097. 1-800-600-2097.
My name is Dave Crane, and I've been a Saturn retailer since 1993. Saturn has always put our customers first. We're committed to treating every person who walks through the doors the same way we'd want to be treated. So this got us thinking, why should a car company decide what works best for their customers' bottom line? Which is how we came up with the Choice Is Yours event. It works like this. We adjusted all our vehicles to simple, low prices, and then we went a little further. When you buy a 2008 or 2009 Saturn, you get to choose how you buy it. You can choose whether you want a great cash back offer or qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 60 months on select vehicles. Pretty cool, huh? We think our customers should decide the best way to purchase their next car. It just seemed like the right thing to do. So check out the Choice Is Yours event going on now through the end of the month only at Saturn.
Monthly payment is $1,667 for every $1,000 financed. Average example down payment is 11%. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with other offers. See retailer for details. Take delivery by 7/30/109.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code? TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Another 2 finalists have been sent packing from So You Think You Can Dance. Judge Nigel Lithgow stated that although all 6 dancers had performed brilliantly, the decision was unanimous and ultimately 2 people had to go. And those victims were named Caitlin and Philip. Now that the top 10 finalists have been determined, they'll no longer be performing in pairs. And the public voting will begin soon.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
As the first season of Discovery Channel's Pitchmen drew to a close, infomercial star and series frontman Billy Mays passed away in his sleep at the age of 50. The series followed Mays and his longtime business partner and fellow pitchman Anthony Sully Sullivan as they attempted to market new inventions and products. No word yet on whether Pitchmen will be renewed for a second season.
Is the Bill Press Show.
Tuesday edition of the Bill Press Show, introducing the all-new Chevy Equinox. Yes, with an EPA estimated 32 miles per gallon on the highway and up to 600 highway miles on every tank of gas, it is the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway by far, the Chevy Equinox. Check it out at Chevy.com/Equinox. Chris Kofinas here in studio with us, Ed Henry from CNN, joining us in the next segment. Chris, let's say a quick hello to Ryan down in Pensacola, Florida. Hey, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Chris. How are y'all?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, what's your point?
I just wanted to say, I think you're looking at this maybe a little differently than the Democrats are looking at it.
Go ahead.
They have the 60 votes. They have the Senate. They have Congress, the House. They also have the President. If they push this health care plan through without any Republican support and it flops, and I said if,
yeah,
then it's all on their heads. If they get Republicans to go along with it, it's less of a political hatchet that the Republicans can use against the Democrats in the next upcoming cycle.
Go
ahead, Chris. Yeah.
I mean, I think that I understand your point. Here's the problem with the logic is that whatever healthcare plan is passed, it's going to be the Democrats' bill. It's going to be President Obama's bill.
Yeah.
And at best case scenario, even if bipartisanship was just thriving, you'd maybe get 5 or 6 senators, maybe 10 if you're really lucky on a great day, and maybe, you know, half a dozen or a dozen members of the House. That's just the reality.
Plus, I'd have to ask the question, what are you going to have to give up, right,
in order to
get a couple of Republican votes? And I think you give it up, and then you still don't get any votes. So
right.
Screw them like you did on the stimulus. Ed Henry coming up next.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-827-7658.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-827-7658. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-827-7658. That's 800-827-7658.
Southbound I-25 getting busier on that approach to 84th. We're also seeing some delays starting to build also on the...
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
It's too hot to eat in the kitchen. You're probably having a lot of family barbecues this summer like we are. Whether you need a few pieces or a whole patio furniture setup, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. From wrought iron and granite or tile-top tables to outdoor fire pits to the super comfortable deep seating furniture. The season's far from over, so Freehoff's is celebrating over 5,000 pieces in stock ready for immediate delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Consumer Reports, an e-book showdown. I'm Ernie Sprantz. If you're shopping for an e-book reader, as in portable electronic text display, two brands dominate, Sony and Amazon. For the July issue, Consumer Reports compared the Amazon Kindle 2 and Sony Reader PRS 700BC. To start, the Sony requires you to install software on your PC. It's not Mac compatible, and connect via USB to download new content. The Kindle is wireless, connecting automatically and at no extra cost to your Amazon.com account. It took an hour or so to set up the Sony, about 5 minutes for the Kindle. Both have a 6-inch black and white screen. Reading in a range of light conditions is generally fine, though on the Kindle, type and images are rendered more crisply and accurately. As far as navigation, the Sony has a slight edge. Its touchscreen made navigating content easier than with the Kindle's 5-way joystick. The only toss-up is the availability of titles. The Kindle store has 270 titles and counting, far more than Sony's e-book store. And bestsellers cost $9.99, a few bucks less than Sony's usual price. But Sony allows access to 500,000 free public domain titles. The bottom line? The Kindle is easier to use and more versatile. The Sony, worth considering for its touchscreen and nightlight. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining
showbiz.
Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
Is the Bill Press Show.
Hey, it's 33 minutes after the hour. This is the Bill Press Show. We are coming to you live coast to coast from our little radio factory up here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Chris Kofinas, Democratic strategist, in studio with us this morning. You know, it takes a big man to fill the shoes of Wolf Blitzer and John King down at the White House. CNN's got one in Ed Henry, my good friend. Joining us now again this morning. Hey, Ed, welcome back. It was a pretty lively day at the White House press briefing yesterday.
Yeah, it certainly was, Bill. And hello, good morning, Chris, as well. You know,
good morning.
Also, it's a pretty lively show. I was just telling your producer that the segue to me was you were talking about the Republicans, and you said we ought to screw them like we did on the stimulus. Ed Henry, coming up. I thought that was a pretty interesting transition.
Well, we want to keep you on your toes here, Ed. So listen, let's start out with the one thing I think you asked about yesterday. And I wasn't aware of this until you asked the question about the White House decided, after promising that they're going to have it out in mid-July, to delay this mid-year budget review. What's that all about?
Yeah, part of it is, you know, kind of inside baseball, so I don't want to bore you with all the details, but the bottom line is that they were supposed to have this report in mid-July. Every year it's supposed to come out that basically gives the American people a report on where we are with the budget situation. How bad is the deficit? Is there a surplus? Obviously now there's a big deficit. Republicans think that there's now been a delay in the last 24 hours in releasing this report because the Democrats want to cover up the fact that the deficit is getting worse. And that would obviously potentially hurt the president's case to selling health care reform if he was to put out a report right on the eve of of all the votes and everything, saying, oh, my God, the fiscal picture is bleak. Now, the White House correctly points out that in the first year of new presidencies, typically this does slip because of the transition from administrations. Clinton in 93, Reagan, others, they put out this report later. But the bottom line is, as I recall, President Obama came to office saying he was going to change the way Washington works, that he was going to stop some of these kind of games that are played on the budget and other things. And so that's sort of why I asked the question. So, you know, I think the bigger problem for the president is the poll numbers that are slipping. Politico's got a new poll this morning. You saw the Washington Post one yesterday. The Politico one is suggesting that public trust in the president has dropped about 12 points in the past 4 months. Not a steep drop, but still significant, because I think it shows in part why maybe he has a little less muscle in selling this health care plan. But I think the bottom line is that a lot of people were saying the same thing about the stimulus fight, as you were pointing out a moment ago, and were saying, you know, all was lost and he wasn't going to be able to push it through the Congress. And in the end, he was able to pull that one out. This one seems like a more uphill battle. We'll see if he has the juice to do it.
You know, we talked to Andy Barr in the last hour here, Ed, about the Politico poll, and Andy pointed out Obama's the trust in Obama is down to 54%, right? John Boehner is 15, which kind of puts it in perspective.
It makes it a little easier to make the argument.
I mean, I'm sure Harry Reid's numbers are pretty low and Nancy Pelosi's are fairly low. Congressional leaders are not very popular right now. I mean, I think obviously while that isn't interesting, it's a little bit of apples and oranges because the president sort of got a unique bully pulpit, as we all know. And I think the Washington Post poll yesterday, I think it said that his approval on health care was something like 49% approved, so it was under 50%, and 44% disapproving. So it was almost a 50-50 split in terms of the American public sort of supporting him in health care and not. Having said all that, look, you know, this is not going to be decided by poll numbers. I think it was interesting that he took a shot at a Republican in Jim DeMint yesterday. It shows the president ready to do some battle here. But his problem is that it's not really the Republicans stopping him right now. They're not, you know, helping things. But it's really the conservative Democrats in his own party who are really stopping progress right now because they think the price tag's too high. He's got to work on them. And in fact, you look at his schedule, today he's bringing some House Democrats over to the White House, not Republicans, because he's still trying to win over his own party. That's the big problem.
Now, Ed, clearly, pardon the phrase, I guess, but the full court press is, is what we're going to see from the president himself over the next couple of weeks on health care. They've made that very clear. Do you think that's going to dominate tomorrow night's news conference?
Yeah, I think, I mean, clearly the president, you know, at these primetime news conferences, he does a statement of 6-8 minutes. You can guarantee that 70-80% of that is going to be about health care. I would bet there'll be several questions about that as well. But if you think back to the previous ones, I think sometimes news is committed when people get beyond, you know, the subject of the hour because, you know, at some point, the same subject is sort of exhausted. You know, it's sort of there's only so many things the president can say about a surtax or whether he supports it or not and this and that. So I would anticipate that there'll be some other questions about the economy and other things. Because, look, I think one of the things people are missing in this whole debate is part of the reason why the president's poll numbers have gone down is that some people are questioning whether or not what he sold on the stimulus has really come through. You look deeper into the political poll, it says only 22% think the stimulus will have a positive impact on them, down from 36% in March. 23% think it will have a negative impact. The president sold, you know, in the first couple of news conferences, you know, really sold that stimulus that, you know, this was going to provide a jolt to the economy, et cetera, et cetera. And I think people are not feeling that. So now when he goes to them and says, look, now I need, you know, $1 trillion or whatever to sell health care reform, they're saying, oh, wait a second. And I think that's part of – it doesn't mean he won't get it done. I'm just saying that's part of the skepticism out there.
From the White House, Ed Henry, CNN's White House correspondent. Chris.
Ed, do you want to preview, you want to test some questions out with us?
I'd love to.
Just give us the top five and we'll rate them.
All right, well, I would tell you, you know, I'd love to do it if this was a show that wasn't very popular, but Bill's ratings are so fabulous that I know that the White House is listening right now. I don't want to tell
them. Don't worry. I mean, as a Democratic strategist, I'll try to be very partisan. I mean, nonpartisan.
Well, you know, I think clearly, you know, while health care will be a top subject, I think that depending on, you know, if I get called on, it depends on sort of what order it is. If healthcare has been exhausted, I mean, I think clearly the economy is an important subject, you know, as is TARP and the bailouts. I think at the last primetime news conference, he was not actually asked about the bailouts. You know, the fact of the matter is they're still out there. Now these banks are making, you know, billions, and they're about to give out more bonuses. And you sort of wonder about where the sheriff is here. You know, the president talked early on about him and Joe Biden and making sure these guys were accountable. I think that might be something out there. And then
they're not making loans. I was just going to say, and the banks are not making loans. They're not putting the money out there where it's needed.
That's a big problem because the president said that so much in the first 100 days that, look, we've got to get them to, you know, loosen these credit markets. And, this is American capitalism. And while it has been pretty in the last 6 months or a year, the fact is that companies are entitled to make profits. I don't think people should just beat up on them for making profits. But on the other hand, we're sort of, you know, the American taxpayer bailed them out in their hour of need. Now the American taxpayer is saying, I can't get a student loan. I can't get a mortgage. Where are the banks to help the consumers? And I think, yeah, that's a subject for sure.
Hey, you mentioned earlier the Jim DeMint, right?
Yeah.
The other person was out there yesterday taking the president on back to health care for just a second, or just generally the Republican approach and they've decided to take was Chairman Michael Steele with his speech at the National Press Club. Here's just one clip which I think sort of sums up his approach.
The Barack Obama experiment with America is a risk our country can't afford. It's too much, too fast, too soon.
Risky experiment.
Right. That's their game plan. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And look, that may be a smart political strategy for them, but I think the president has some merit in his argument yesterday when he's saying, look, folks, of course, politics is part of the equation in any of these debates. But when you're dealing with something as serious as healthcare, at some point you got to get beyond the politics and you got to look at the substance of the issue. And clearly, when you've got at least 46 million people uninsured in this country, you've got costs skyrocketing. The president is at least right. I think even some of his critics have to acknowledge in the fact that there's a serious crisis here. Now, there's a fair debate about whether his plan is the right way to go or not, and we're going to have that debate. But I think, and the Republicans are not going to like me hearing this, but me saying this, but you know that I'm fair and I'll go after the president. I'll go after the Republicans. Republicans have not seriously stepped up to the plate here to come up with serious proposals to really work with the president. I mean, they just haven't. I mean, they could say all they want that they want to work with this president. I heard you on your show a little earlier. They haven't provided any votes on any of these issues.
Yeah.
At the committee level on health care, back you go to the stimulus, what was it, 3 Republicans in the Senate, nobody in the House. So they talk a good game about wanting to work with the president, but the fact is they don't. So I'll say that and be tough on the Republicans, but by the same token, I will also point out, as I did a moment ago, that the president can scream and yell about the Republicans all he wants, but when he, and he's right to some extent about that, but when he's got conservative Democrats like Ben Nelson in the Senate saying, I'm not signing on, he's got a conservative Democrat like Mike Ross of Arkansas in the House saying that the cost is too high, we got to make some changes. If he doesn't get those Democrats on board, he can yell and scream about the Republicans all he wants. If he can't get his own party on board, he's not going to get this done.
Chris, do you think at the end of the day that the Blue Dogs will vote with the Republicans? That's the question, Ed, isn't it?
Well,
sure.
You know, that's the problem that I think the Blue Dogs have is, do you really want to be the ones at this moment in history that basically stopped the most significant health care reform in decades? And that's, I think, the political and personal calculation they're going to be making in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're gonna move to some kind of compromise. Don't ask me what that compromise is.
Well, look, you're right. I mean, that like part of it is for the conservative Democrats in the House and Senate. You know, do you want to stop your own Democratic president?
Right.
This could be a historic reform. You're absolutely right. But I think the other thing tugging at them is their duty to their constituents who are worried about the cost of all this, or worried about whether their taxes are going to go up. And then let's not forget the elephant in the room, which is politics, as the president pointed out. It's not just politics for the Republicans. These Democrats in the House and Senate from the conservative states and districts where they're vulnerable to Republican attacks on taxes and stuff, they're on the ballot in 2010. The president is not. He's got until 2012. If this thing goes down in flames, or if this thing passes with a huge tax increase, and the Republicans are able to demagogue it, even if it's a good plan, but the Republicans are able to demagogue it, the guys like Mike Ross, they're on the ballot in 2010. And so they've got another pull there that the president doesn't necessarily have, because he's saying, look, this is beyond politics. I'm looking at the bigger, you know, moral issue for the country, et cetera. But these guys have to worry about being on the ballot next year.
Now, Ed, I have to ask you, are you alongside of a school playground?
Yeah. You know, what's funny is that the bus is late for my son's camp this morning, so I'm trying to do the interview
Andrew here, and he's actually the bus has just finally pulled up. So,
all right.
My son's going to get on, and we're still able to get this done. I wanted to keep my commitment to you, Bill.
A bus provided by the stimulus program, may I add?
I mean, we should give the president some credit, except the bus was late, so I don't know what that says about the stimulus.
All right, there you go. Hey, Ed, I'll see you down at the White House a little bit later. And okay, tell your kid to have a good time.
Take
good
care.
Time in camp. Yeah. Yeah. I had to ask that because we have the kids in the background. Ed Henry, he does an excellent job down very good down at the White House. All right, we'll be back. We've still got to talk about that August recess and all kinds of other stuff here with Chris Kofinas, 866-55-PRESS. You want to join the conversation?
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I wasn't getting past a certain point with the interviews.
This is Tamar from Washington, D.C.
Gray kind of says, does he have the energy to do the job?
And then Tamar tried Just for Men.
And when I went into the interview, I just went into the interview with a new renewed energy or something. And it was the first time I left the place knowing I had the job. It really wasn't anything magical or anything, but it was magical to me.
For essential career tips and a free offer, go to justformen.monster.com. That's justformen.monster.com.
Reason number 48 to switch to Geico.
As much as you enjoy the experience, you won't have to go to the post office. We can automatically debit your checking account or even charge your premium to your credit card. It's easy, and you never have to worry about mailing your car insurance premium again. But we must warn you, you won't get to use any postage stamps. I hear they're coming out with some pretty cool designs.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Watch out for an accident. This is westbound 36 at Federal. Looks like it could be blocking up.
From Consumer Reports, some common camera goofs. I'm Ernie Sprantz. As part of a test of digital cameras for the July issue, Consumer Reports surveyed some 8,200 online subscribers about the care and feeding of their digital cameras. Many failed to make the best use of their new point-and-shoots. 66% didn't regularly clean the camera lens. You should clean the lens before each use. This minimizes the risk of focusing problems and blurry areas on pictures. 45% left photos in their camera for at least a month. Photo files should be copied to a backup device, like a hard drive, soon after capture. This reduces the risk of theft or deletion. 39% didn't know whether the camera had scene modes, image stabilization, face detection, or burst mode. These features make shooting easier and can improve your photos, so check the manual for features you may be unaware of. 28% of those surveyed told us they cleaned the lens with a shirt sleeve, household tissue, or canned air. You should clean your lens gently with a microfiber lens cloth and lens cleaning fluid. This way, you won't scratch or otherwise damage the surface. And finally, for those upgrading to a newer camera, 13% disposed of their old camera in the trash. If possible, sell your current camera, give it away, or recycle it. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
This is the Bill Press Show.
12 minutes to go before the top of the hour here on this Tuesday, July 21. Bill Press Show. Chris Kofinas in studio with us. Don't forget, if you haven't already done so, go to the website, BillPressShow.com. And under photos, you can find the what we call the Christian Love Nest. Not too far from here, actually. It's 133 C Street Southeast, and this is where
that's a nice house.
Nice house. Mark, it looks nice on the outside. You should see the inside. Mark Sanford, John Ensign, Chip Pickering from Mississippi, whose wife just sued his mistress for breaking up the marriage, And I understand that she actually lived with Pickering in this house, and then Tom Coburn. Now, we don't know about any affairs with Tom Coburn.
I tell you.
But he is an OBGYN, so it was sort of nice having him around.
I tell you, the C Street house gets more action than the Playboy Mansion. I mean, I they don't have a doorbell. They have the chicka-pow-pow noise when you walk in. What is going on over there?
This is the house that where these born-agains use as the prayer house, where they have all these, you know, the counseling and all that kind of stuff. And here there were these at least three Republicans all living there at the same time, all cheating on their wives.
And, you know the problem amazing. Here is I really could care less what anybody does in their personal life, right, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else. But, you know, then these are personal matters in a lot of ways. But the difference here is it's the hypocrisy.
Totally.
They go out there and they talk about family values. They rail against gay marriage. Here's what they do. And that's, I think, the part that is disturbing and, you know, kind of unseemly, to say the least, aside from their behavior.
Well, now I'll give our producer, Peter Ogburn, the microphone, because he can repeat the real giveaway that this is the prayer house.
Yeah, they call it the prayer house because when you walk by at night, all you hear is people praying. People inside just going, oh, God, oh, God, oh, Jesus. That's why they call it the prayer house.
Thank you.
All right. And
there we go. Bada boom. All right. Back to health care for a while. That's good.
There's a segue.
There's no segue from that. Listening on Detroit at AM 1310, Detroit's Progressive Talk. Hello, Ed. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Good. What's your point?
Well, my point is that Obama has been staying on the sidelines, trying to make the House of Representatives and the Senate to take the initiative.
Yeah, he's been
now,
giving them a lot.
Now, what's happened is that he says enough is enough, just like Ali when he was practicing the rope-a-dope. Now he's going to come out and put in the knockout punch.
Well, you know, I hope you're right, Ed, because I think he's given them a little bit too much running room myself. I think he should have stepped up and taken the lead a little longer. But that may be his strategy. Ed, appreciate the call. What do you think, Chris? Is that?
I think it was a timing thing, trying to see how far they could get along in the House and the Senate before he gets in.
But you think it's a rope-a-dope strategy?
I don't know. I mean, it's tough to tell. I think it really depends more on the president now, you know, at this juncture than it does even on Congress, because the baton is being passed to him.
Yeah.
And he's taking the baton. So I think it's a question of how aggressive he wants to be. And they clearly are going to be very aggressive. You've seen that over the last few days.
I hope he'll be as aggressive as hell. Glenn Beck last night on his show, he had John Bolton on his show, and the two of them are speculating.
The singer?
No.
You know.
No. You know, the mustache.
Of course.
Guy. Right.
Yes.
The two of them were speculating that Obama is just going to implode on this issue. This little exchange.
I think the president's program is in real trouble, and I think once he starts losing, as it looks like he will on health care, he'll begin to lose on other issues.
This guy, I'm telling you, this guy is dangerous. He's never lost before. He won't understand it. He won't understand. Look how he like, who are you to question me? I mean, this guy is practically an imperial president now. When he starts to lose and people question him and push him, you know, push him back against the wall, he's not going to know how to react.
But that makes me even more optimistic, because I trust in the inherent good judgment of the American people. And if he does react that way, and you could well be right, I think they'll react even more strongly against him.
Right. So, Chris, this is Glenn Beck, right, saying that Obama is going to blow up. Glenn Beck, who always keeps his cool like this.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead! I don't care! You people don't care about the trillions! Get off my phone!
That's what we're recording. Exactly. Oh, man. Oh, there's so much.
This is ridiculous to some extent. Part of it is the reality of politics. Anytime you embrace these tough shows, your poll numbers are going to go up. They're going to go down. The reality is the president is doing what he was elected to do, a deal and tackle the big issues. Republicans want to play politics. It's not surprising. But that's not the way you're going to solve the problems of this country.
Chris Grafinas, great hour. Great to have you in studio. Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the cup.
In.
I love it.
All right, the mug.
The mug, excuse me. Right, mug.
Chris Kofinas, and I'll be back with something like a parting shot.
This is the Bill Press Show.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-600-2097. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-600-2097. That's 1-800-600-2097. 1-800-600-2097.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury has the largest selection of new Lincoln Mercury product.
From Consumer Reports, Questions of Health. I'm Ernie Sprantz. You're wondering, does grape juice have some of the same health benefits as red wine? Probably, though red wine may offer extra protection. Both are high in flavonoids, plant compounds that may protect the heart by inhibiting blood clots and possibly increasing the level of good HDL cholesterol. But the alcohol in wine may provide an additional anti-clotting benefit. Of course, too much alcohol poses serious risks, and both beverages pack about 190 calories per cup, so drink them in moderation. Your doctor has suggested minimally invasive surgery for back pain. Is it worth trying? Only as a last resort. Such surgery uses smaller incisions than the standard operation, but nearly half of some 1,100 readers who underwent back surgery said recovery was longer and more painful than expected. And most back pain resolves on its own in about 6 weeks. When it doesn't, acupuncture, chiropractic care, or exercise often help. So consider surgery only if other options have failed. Your wife applies makeup daily. Is it dangerous for her to inhale the dust from facial powder? That's unclear. People exposed to very large amounts of those powders, such as workers in manufacturing plants, may be at higher risk of lung disease and certain cancers. But there's little research on the amount people breathe in while applying their makeup. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Of family barbecues this summer like we are. Whether you need a few pieces or a whole patio furniture setup, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. From wrought iron and granite or tile top tables to outdoor fire pits to the super comfortable deep seating furniture. The season's far from over, so Freehoff's is celebrating over 5,000 pieces in stock ready for immediate delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Tuesday, July 21, a very quick parting shot today. Healthcare, we know it's the number one issue, and everybody's saying we have to have a bill passed before the August recess. Here's my question. What August recess? Given the seriousness of the issue, I think it would be obscene for Congress to leave town without getting healthcare reform done. President Obama, Speaker Pelosi, Harry Reid, they ought to get together, tell members of Congress, you don't like Washington in the summer, you want to go to the beach, fine. Put a health care reform bill on the president's desk. Otherwise, there will be no August vacation for members of Congress. All right, that's my parting shot for today. I hope they do it. Have a great Tuesday. Stay cool. We'll see you on the radio again tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling.
I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
CBS News, I'm Frank Cetapani. The government may have known more about the dangers of using cell phones behind the wheel than it was willing to share with the public. Two consumer groups that fought to get the data are making it public today. Joan Claybrook is president emeritus of Public Citizen.
They had not only an obligation to do this, but a moral obligation as well.
Dr. Jeffrey Runge, former head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, told the New York Times there was pressure from some members of Congress to keep the findings quiet, but he says his agency did not neglect its duty.
We were focused on rollovers, impaired driving, and safety belt use, and I don't apologize for that. We now have the lowest fatality rate in history.
President Obama is stepping up the pressure on Congress to pass a health care reform bill by early next month. In his latest interview on health care, the president told NBC's Today Show the public is on his side.
The deadline's not being set by me. The deadline's being set by the American people.
The president will make that point to key House Democrats when they call at the White House later today. The governor and legislative leaders have reached agreement on ways to close California's $26 billion budget gap. The deal calls for $15 billion in spending cuts. Los Angeles County Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky says local taxpayers will bear the brunt of the pain.
It stinks. It smells. It is bad public policy. It is going to hurt a lot of people who don't deserve to be hurt.
The economy can affect the way we live and what happens to us when we die. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. How so, Vicki?
In Los Angeles alone, the number of unclaimed bodies in county morgues is up 25% so far this year. The number of crime victims cremated at taxpayer expense is up so sharply the county crematoriums had to hire subcontractors. And it's the same story across the country, the LA Times says. A growing number of families just can't afford to bury their own dead. In this, the wealthiest country in the world, more and more citizens are ending up in paupers' graves. Frank?
The second of three convicts who broke out of the Indiana State Prison last week is back in custody. U.S. Marshal Dave Murtaugh says Lance Petrell was apprehended a few hours ago in Rockport, Indiana, 250 miles from the prison in Michigan City.
Mr. Petrell was a dangerous individual. He was a convicted rapist who was sentenced to, I believe, 50 years in prison.
The third inmate, a convicted killer, is still on the loose. One of the country's leading African-American scholars, Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates Jr., is facing a disorderly conduct charge. Police in Cambridge, Massachusetts say Gates gave them a hard time when they tried to investigate a break-in at his home. An African-American neighbor says she believes it's a case of racism.
He's no threat. He's a dignified, petite man in his front door.
A neighbor told police two men were trying to break into the home. Gates and his chauffeur reportedly had to use force to get the jammed front door open. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, aren't you Mr. Opportunity?
That's me. Actually, I'm just here to help. Take this Honda Civic. Not only is it from America's greenest automaker, but it's also the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class.
Really? Hey, mind if I take our picture?
Sure. The 2009 Honda Clearance. It's the only thing from Honda that won't last. I'm Mr. Opportunity, and I'm knocking.
Greenest Automaker Award based on a recent U.S. emissions study by the Union of Concerned Scientists. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Arl Polk & Company U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2007 for Civic and competing models.
Now you can lower cholesterol by taking a Centrum multivitamin. Introducing Centrum Cardio, the first and only leading complete multivitamin that can lower cholesterol. Centrum Cardio contains Corowise, a natural ingredient that can lower cholesterol. You may see results in as little as 4 weeks. The lower cholesterol you want from the name you trust. Centrum Cardio. Good for your cholesterol, good for the rest of you. 400 milligrams free phytosterols taken twice a day for a total daily intake of at least 800 milligrams as part of the diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol may reduce the risk of heart disease.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
When your child has autism, there are many questions and few answers. That's why families across the country...
From Consumer Reports, savings round the clock. I'm Reese Sprantz. Early birds don't get only worms anymore. They're eligible for discounts on all kinds of stuff. Later risers needn't feel slighted, though. They'll probably find other deals. Especially in times like these, with merchants scrambling to get customers in the door, time-of-day discounts are plentiful. Here's a roundup of some timely bargains. Air travel. The cheapest time to fly depends on your route and other factors, though you'll often find the least expensive seats are on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday flights. The best time to book a bargain seat is midweek, Tuesday afternoon through Thursday. Bowling. For the best rates, go before 9 or 10 a.m., or sometimes after 9 p.m. Car washes. Deals can be had if you drive in early, before 8 or 9 a.m. Farmers markets. Sellers rarely want to haul their bounty back to the farm, so look for deals near closing time. Golf. Tee off by 7 or 8 a.m., or after 3 or 4 p.m. Tennis. You'll often save by starting your game as early as 6 or 7 in the morning, or late, like after 9 at night. Movies, matinees, usually in the morning or early afternoon, are a traditional money saver. And finally, restaurants. Even some high-end places now offer early bird specials and other tasty inducements. Look for lunches starting before 11 and dinners at 4 or 5. Night owl specials often begin around 9. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Austrian fashionista Bruno has burst onto the silver screen to very good but not incredible reviews. In this follow-up to 2006's Borat mockumentary, creator Sacha Baron Cohen once again dances perilously close to the edge of the comedy cliff. Prepare for one of the most outrageous, insensitive, elaborate, offensive movies of recent times.
Showbiz. Now, from our studios in New York City.
This is Rachel Maddow.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
Welcome to The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. It's Tuesday, July 21st, 6 minutes past the hour right now. Thanks for joining us. Coming up this hour, a big update on Operation Iraqi Baseball. A big good news update on Operation Iraqi Baseball, I'm happy to say. Also, a not-so-good news, big bag of corrections that I have to run after my last discussion with Patrick J. Buchanan about race and affirmative action. Paul Rykoff will be here from Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. And Jeff Charlotte is back with us as another member of C Street makes news, this time for suggesting the abortion of President Barack Obama. And the Obama isn't really American crowd starts to make life really uncomfortable for, I guess you'd say, normal Republicans. That's all coming up this hour on The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. It starts right now. Iraq has a national baseball team. The Iraqi Olympic Committee has given them enough money to join some of the international baseball associations they need to join if they're going to compete on the world stage. What they don't have is any equipment. McClatchy's Laith Hamoudi explained that the team is sharing a total of 3 baseballs, 1 5-year-old softball bat, and exactly 1 jersey that someone got somehow from a team in Japan. A week ago on this show, I admitted to the Rachel Maddow Show staff and host being a little sappy about sports. And I said that we were looking into ways to try to get this Iraqi team some gear. We didn't ask for anyone's help in figuring that out, but the offers of help came in fast and furious. And I am now very, very happy to report that what has become Operation Iraqi Baseball has turned into a huge success. I bought baseballs and batting helmets and an official baseball rule book. Everything else has been donated. CTG Athletics is an independent, minority-owned business in the Bronx. They make the Verdero brand of professional-grade baseball footwear and bats and gloves and accessories. They have donated bats and batting gloves and fielding gloves and cleats for the entire Iraqi national team. Again, we didn't ask for help from CTG. They saw our segment on Iraqi baseball, and they called us. They called us and asked if they could make this donation. So did Ebbets Field Flannels. They're a Seattle-based company.
company that called us after they saw our segment on the Iraqi team. They asked us to ask the team what they wanted for jerseys. And the Iraqi team requested blue jerseys with the post-Saddam Iraqi flag on the front and Iraqi baseball written on the back above the numbers. Ebbets Field Flannels recreates historically accurate vintage jerseys. They're going to make the Iraq team's jerseys free of charge, and they're throwing in pants and hats as well. So we're sending this stuff now, and we're going to send the uniforms when they're ready. How are we shipping the stuff to Iraq? I'm glad you asked. An international trade company based in Ashland, Ohio, with experience in exports, imports, customs, and all the other things you need to be an expert at to make a shipment like this, is donating their services. They are called Star USA Incorporated, Star USA International Trade Services, and they are doing what needs to be done to get the gear from here to Baghdad. So this is where I say thank you. Thank you to CTG Athletics and to Ebbets Field Flannels and to Star USA. Thank you to all the other companies and organizations who contacted us and offered unsolicited donations and advice for this very unexpected project. Thanks to McClatchy for their reporting, for helping us follow up on their reporting, and for putting us in touch with the Iraqi national baseball team. And thanks to all of you who were moved by this story to ask how you could help. Right now, we have linked to some organizations that provide help to Iraqi civilians in a much more sustainable way than a TV show could ever pull off. If you felt moved to try to help out this team, you can make that thought count by making a donation to the organization of your choosing. So thanks, everybody. It's very exciting. And that's your Operation Iraqi Baseball update for now. But we turn now to our lead story. It is the heartbreaking and infuriating situation involving an American soldier who has been taken captive by the Taliban inside Afghanistan. We had known that this soldier had been missing since June 30th, and we knew of the Taliban's claims that they were holding him hostage. But now the Taliban have produced proof. It's a 28-minute video showing Private First Class Bo Bergdahl apparently in Taliban custody. Mr. Bergdahl is from Haley, Idaho. He's based out of Fort Richardson, Alaska. He's been serving in Afghanistan for about 5 months. His family released a statement thanking the public for its support and asking for prayers for his safe return. Footage like this and an individual personal story like this young soldier's story has managed to draw the attention of the nation back to the war in Afghanistan in a way that almost nothing else has been able to in months. Just today, Defense Secretary Bob Gates announced that the overall size of the U.S. Army is being temporarily increased by 22,000 troops to meet the demands of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. As expected, the recent increase of troops in Afghanistan has brought with it an increase in casualties. July has been the deadliest month for U.S. troops in Afghanistan since the war began in October 2001. At least 30 U.S. troops have been killed there this month, along with at least 55 NATO troops. Even as we're engaged in this massive upscale of our military presence in Afghanistan, the story that is now getting the war in Afghanistan back onto the front pages is not the overall military operation. It's the story of Private First Class Bo Bergdahl and the infuriating fact that he's being forced to do the types of propaganda videos that we have seen for generations now when American soldiers are taken prisoner.
Please, please bring us home so that we can be back where we belong and not over here wasting our time and our lives and our precious life that we could be using back in our own country. Please bring us home.
That statement from Private Bergdahl is not about the American war in Afghanistan, whatever you think about it. That, what you just heard, is what people holding American soldiers captive make them say for propaganda purposes. During the Vietnam War, for example, then Lieutenant Commander John McCain was forced to write and sign a statement that read, quote, "I am a black criminal and I have performed the deeds of an air pirate. I almost died and the Vietnamese people saved my life thanks to the doctors." Seeing Private First Class Bo Bergdahl put through the same propagandist paces that American POWs have been put through so many times before strikes an emotional chord in this country, as it would in any country. President Obama had this reaction to the situation in an interview with NBC's Meredith Vieira.
It's always heartbreaking. Our young men and women who are serving in our armed forces do such an extraordinary job. Put themselves in harm's way each and every day, especially those who are deployed in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And so saying something like this it makes you think about families. It makes you think about the young man. We are hopeful that it will have a good ending.
There have also been statements from Defense Secretary Bob Gates and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen about the fact that there is a determination in the United States military and throughout the United States government to get this young soldier back. Despite that nearly unanimous sentiment, some of the American right-wing reaction to this young soldier's plight has been, frankly, bizarre. Here's retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters commenting on Private Bergdahl's plight.
Nobody in the military that I've heard is defending this guy. He is an apparent deserter. Reports are indeed that he abandoned his buddies, abandoned his post, and walked off. We know this private is a liar. We're not sure if he's a deserter, but the media needs to hit the pause button and not portray this guy as a hero. If he walked away from his post and his buddies in wartime, I don't care how hard it sounds. As far as I'm concerned, the Taliban can save us a lot of legal hassles and legal bills.
Save us legal hassles and legal bills, presumably advocating that this young soldier be killed by the Taliban. Whether Lieutenant Colonel Peters is alone in this view, or whether he represents some broader American political perversion of this story, remains to be seen. I can tell you that so far the most prominent right-wing blogger in the country, Michelle Malkin, linked to Mr. Peters' comments and described them as, quote, tough words. Tough words. I think I could probably come up with a few other adjectives besides tough that might be more appropriate here. Joining us now is Paul Rykoff, the founder and executive director of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. He's a veteran of the Iraq War. Paul, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Rachel.
Sadly, this is not the first time that we've seen this type of hostage video over the past few years. You head up the largest Iraq and Afghanistan veterans group. What's the overall impact of incidents like this when they happen?
I think it's concern. We have tremendous concern for the private, for his family that's going through an unbelievably unimaginable anguish right now. I mean, our hearts go out to that family. And with regard to Colonel Peters, he needs to shut his mouth. He doesn't know what happened on the ground. Nobody knows what happened on the ground. And that private is an American, and he deserves the benefit of the doubt. Until we know what went down, he deserves our support. His family deserves our support, and guys like Peters need to shut up.
What I'm worried about is that Lieutenant Colonel Peters isn't a kook, that there is some sort of politicization of this individual case, even the politicization of the plight of American soldiers that we're seeing right now through some through the looking glass wrinkle in American politics that I don't understand yet. Have we seen Americans who have been held in these difficult circumstances before made into political pawns, used for political purposes outside the military?
Well, that's the intent of the Taliban here. I mean, they want to use this guy as a propaganda prop. Obviously, these statements are coerced, and that's the design here, is to try to sway the public opinion here. I think they are trying to seem as though they're treating him well. I think they realize that there's a public opinion war that's as important, arguably, as the war on the ground. But we've got to understand he's under tremendous duress. We want him returned safely, and I know that right now the U.S. military is looking high and low and everywhere to try to get this guy back to his family safely.
How do you approach a story like this in the country, knowing that people do have a very strong emotional reaction to this story, knowing that this can get the war back on the front pages in a way that a less personalized story might not? How do you handle a story like this in the country without essentially furthering the Taliban's propaganda aims, which we know they have?
Well, I think we highlight the bravery and the courage and the sacrifice of all these families, thousands of people just like this private who have been in harm's way, and help people understand there is a personal component to war. There is a visceral impact of seeing a young 23-year-old guy on TV, hearing about his family, hearing about his hometown. That's something you really don't hear between the numbers of 10,000 troops here, 20,000 troops there. I mean, back when Pat Tillman was killed, that was really the first time that Americans had a visceral reaction to somebody they felt like they knew. Less than 0.5% of the American population has served in Iraq and Afghanistan. And World War II is about 12%. So most Americans don't personally know somebody. So this can connect them to that sacrifice, to the human cost, and to our military in a world where the civil-military relationship has really been stretched.
Paul Rykoff, Executive Director, Founder of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. Thanks for coming in to talk to us.
Anytime, Rachel.
Nice
Thank
to
you.
See you.
You too.
You're listening to The Rachel Maddow Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Have you been making credit card payments for years only to feel like the balance never goes down? In fact, with interest rate hikes and late fees, you feel like you're getting further and further behind, no matter how high your credit card debt is. At Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those harassing collection calls. We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars off your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. So call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe, stop the never-ending collection calls, and get out from under that mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now, 800-428-1096, 800-428-1096, 800-428-1096, that's 800-428-1096.
An accident westbound 36 west of Federal still causing some delays.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune into the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
Had no idea what to do. I was panicking.
If you're scared or confused because you owe money to the IRS, you're not alone.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't concentrate at work.
Millions of Americans just like you owe back taxes, but you could be eligible to settle your tax debt and pay just a fraction of what you owe to the IRS.
They were going to garnish my wages.
For free information, make a completely confidential call to Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235.
Then it all turned around.
We've helped Americans all over the country eliminate their tax problems for a fraction of what they owe.
That one phone call saved me thousands. What a relief.
Our experienced tax negotiators know how the IRS works, and we know what your rights are. We can help settle your tax problem the right way.
You just gotta call them.
For the free information you need on how you could solve your tax problems, call Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235. 1-800-500-4235. That's 1-800-500-4235.
Did you know there are 10 things collecting dust in your house right now that are worth money on eBay? Don't think so? Well, just to prove it, we're going to send you a free guide with the secrets to making money on the internet. And it's yours free of charge by calling right now, 1-800-300-1187. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free guides available. 1-800-300-1187. This free guide is brought to you by QuickBids, a group of professionals who've made their fortune on the internet with sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With your free guide, you'll learn how to turn almost anything into cash, including tens of thousands of products you can choose from the online warehouse. Get extra cash on eBay with stuff you already own. Request your free guide today while supplies last. Just call 1-800-300-1187. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-300-1187.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easy with the food pyramid. Be active and eat the right amount of grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Yeah, man.
For a healthier you, visit MyPyramid.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
It's the Rachel Maddow Show. You're on Air America Radio. A report that's key to the president's plan to close Guantanamo actually won't be ready for another 6 months. The delay was first reported by Newsweek investigative correspondent and MSNBC contributor Michael Isikoff, who says the report is late because of continued divisions inside the Obama administration over indefinite detention. Mr. Isikoff also reports that a second report on interrogations that was also due this week is going to be delayed by 2 months. Now, these delays, of course, raise new questions about whether the president will be able to meet his January 2010 deadline for closing the prison at Guantanamo. The delays were confirmed at a White House briefing where, according to Mr. Isikoff, quote, one senior administration official twice referred to closing Guantanamo as a goal. When pressed, they said it was on track. Remember when closing Guantanamo by January was a commitment, not just a goal? And in some holy mackerel news, one of the strangest conspiracy theories to bog down conservative politics in recent months has been the theory that President Obama isn't actually president. That despite him posting his birth certificate online, despite all contemporaneous evidence to the contrary, the birther conspiracy theorists believe that the president wasn't really born in Hawaii, he was born somewhere foreign, and therefore he isn't really president. Americans love a good conspiracy theory, present company included. And there are always conspiracy theories around. But the birthers are changing American politics by making inroads into the Republican Party. 10 Republican members of Congress are now signed on to proposed birther legislation in Congress. And non-birther, relatively moderate Republicans, such as Mike Castle of Delaware, are finding that their normal Republican political events, like town hall meetings in their home districts, are getting taken over by these conspiracist folks. We have an incredible piece of tape for you. This was shot earlier this summer. This is a recent Mike Castle town hall in Delaware. Kind of amazing footage.
This lady in red has had her hand up for some time.
Thank you. Congressman Castle, I want to know, I have a birth certificate here from the United States of America saying I am an American citizen with a seal on it, signed by a doctor with a hospital administrator's name, my parents, my date of birth, the time, the date. I want to go back to January 20th.
Conspiracy theorists are taking over normal Republican politics. Some smart Democratic strategist should take credit for starting this movement.
You're listening to The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. Governor Ed Rendell of Pennsylvania joins us next.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Mm.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
Pick up the phone and speak your mind.
We have this moment right now to really, really discuss globalization and trade. The public obviously wants that discussion. The NAFTA model itself is fundamentally corrupt.
The American public doesn't hear the story very much.
There are four ways you produce things: mining, manufacturing, farms, factories, and they're giving up manufacturing in America.
Share your opinions. Call us at 866-303-2270. We're listening.
Dear Mom and Dad, well, the Army has finally seen fit to give me some time off, so I'm writing to tell you that I'm doing fine over here. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
There's debris in the road on the west side, especially like Lakewood, Wheat Ridge, Arvada. That due to overnight storms. If you come up on power lines down, avoid those. Street dark intersection is four-way stops. There's a right shoulder accident southbound I-25 on the approach to 120th. We'll hang you up. Stretching back towards 136, it sounds like. Westbounders on 36, still a bit slow after or before Federal. That due to an earlier crash. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Dr. Cog Ride Arrangers. Want to relax at rush hour, carpool, or vanpool to work and feel free to sit back and let someone else drive? Call Ride Arrangers at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org. The Ride Arrangers at drcog.org.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Do you have missing teeth? Get a permanent solution. Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles have new scanning technology to accurately place implants in the densest part of the bone without the need for exploratory incisions. Eliminate loose partials or painful dentures. Replace missing teeth without bridges. Get incredible implants at Incredible Smiles. Call now for a complimentary consultation. 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Do you want to look 10 years younger? Don't think it's possible? Well, we're about to change everything you think you know about aging. Because we're giving away $1 million worth of our revolutionary anti-aging facial cream. You could take years off your appearance with every jar. Just call 1-800-600-8412 and we'll send you a free trial. Hydroxytone works because it revitalizes cells underneath the skin's surface, giving you fresher, younger-looking skin. Hydroxytone's proven ingredients visibly erase wrinkles and tighten skin, removing years from your appearance, allowing you to look up to 10 years younger. This is our biggest giveaway ever, because we're not only giving away $1 million worth of our age-defying cream, we're also going to give the first 100 lucky callers a free bonus gift with the risk-free trial. So call now for your free trial and free gift. Don't miss out. Look up to 10 years younger when you call 1-800-600-8412. That's 1-800-600-8412.
It's time to think outside the box. Or, as they say at Creekside Tree Nursery, it's time to think outside the row. That's right, the trees at Creekside Tree Nursery are so plentiful, they've started making their own rows. Creekside Tree Nursery is overstocked, and right now, you can buy one tree and get the second one half price. From maples and oaks to crabapples and cottonwoods, the trees must go. Visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Valmont and J Road, or online at creeksideboulder.com. That's creeksideboulder.com.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
My name is Kira Sedgwick. Your children are never too old for you to talk to them about safety. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and Duracell are again partnering through the Power of Parents program to help provide families with tips on how to talk to your children, regardless of their age, about their safety, and new technologies that can help keep your children safer. Help protect your family by visiting powerofparentsonline.com today. It may be the most precious time you spend together.
Welcome back. This is the Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio.
Want to hear why the hardest thing to do in American politics might finally happen this year, even though it's never happened before? Check it out.
If we're able to stop Obama on this, it will be his Waterloo. It will break him.
It will break him. It's Republican Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina, presumably trying to rally conservative activists to oppose health care reform on a Friday conference call. What he actually did, of course, was give the White House all the ammunition they need to portray the opposition to fixing health care as a political goal that has everything to do with scoring points against Democrats and nothing to do with what's right for the country.
Just the other day, one Republican senator said, and I'm quoting him now, if we're able to stop Obama on this, it will be his Waterloo. It will break him. Think about that. This isn't about me. This isn't about politics. This is about a healthcare system that is breaking America's families, breaking America's businesses, and breaking America's economy. We can't afford the politics of delay and defeat when it comes to healthcare. Not this time, not now.
It's not the 90s anymore, and even Harry and Louise know it.
Well, it looks like we may finally get health care reform.
It's about time, because every day, more and more people are finding they can't afford health care. A little more cooperation, a little less politics, and we can get the job done this time.
Joining us now is Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell. Governor Rendell, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, hi, Rachel. How are you?
Great. Thanks. I got to ask you, you've got a great political compass. You can predict things well. Is this finally the year after decades? Are the stars finally going to align to fix health care?
Absolutely. I think the people in the Senate and the House, Democrats and a lot of Republicans, too, understand that Barack Obama was elected to make change. And the primary domestic change that the American people want is accessible, affordable health care that can't be taken away from you when you get sick, health care that can't be denied to you because you have a pre-existing condition. The system needs change. It's broken. The American people want to fix it, and Congress will eventually respond.
There is not a Republican counterproposal on health care policy. RNC Chairman Michael Steele admitted as much today. Essentially, he said that he was there to do a policy-free, pure politics discussion of health care. And given that that's so far been the Republican approach, I understand why they're calling for a delay. The thing I don't understand is why conservative Democrats, some conservative Democrats, are also calling for a delay. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do in part because I think there are a lot of conservative Democrats who are afraid of exploding deficits. And the prediction from the CBO is something that makes everyone step back and say, wow, how are we going to pay for this? I think the proposal to tax the top 1% of people in America and pay for health care that way and pay for health care by the cost containment that the president wants to put in place are very reasonable and something we should, all should support. But I'll tell you what one of the problems systems is. It's the way the CBO scores things. There's no doubt in my mind from our own experience in Pennsylvania that you can do cost containment and cut costs. And let me give you just one example. In Pennsylvania, we passed an aggressive law to police hospital-acquired infections. Hospital-acquired infections were killing 2,500 people a year in Pennsylvania, costing in charges to the system $3.5 billion. In just 1 year after the law, we reduced hospital-acquired infections by 8% and cut $358 million of charges out of the healthcare delivery system. And that's just one of 20 different ideas to contain and cut costs. So we can cut costs. I don't know how the CBO scored it and said there are not going to be any cost reductions from the Obama plan. I think the Obama plan will cut costs dramatically. We're going to find out that it's far more affordable to do this than anybody thinks.
The argument from the Republican side has been not that there is some way to reform health care that's different than what the president and Democrats are proposing. Their argument thus far, and it may change, has this boiled down to, we have the best health care system in the country. Stop whining. Why do you want to mess with something that's working so well? Do you think that that's going to be the plan they stick with? It seems to me that has to change.
Yeah, and I don't think that washes with any of the American people. And the statistics are pretty clear. We have the most expensive healthcare system in the world, but in things like infant mortality, cancer rates, things like that, things that govern wellness of a people, we're in the mid to low teens. We're 15th or 18th or 19th. So we're spending the most, and we're not getting the best return on our investment. Far from it. So this system has to change. Look, do we have the best doctors and hospitals in the world? Of course we do. Of course we do. And we should be proud of that. But the system needs changing. The system can contain costs. Very common sense ways of doing it. And there's no excuse for the richest country in the world to have 47 million Americans without health care and another 30 or 40 who have inadequate health care, health care that drops them if they get cancer, for example. That's unacceptable in the U.S. of A. in the year 2009.
Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, thanks very much for your time, sir. It's always great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Rachel.
The vote on Judge Sotomayor's nomination is expected to happen at the latest by a week from tomorrow. Barring something truly unforeseen, she will be confirmed by a large margin. The United States Supreme Court will get its first Latino justice, and the Washington battle over her nomination will be remembered less for what it revealed about the nominee and more for what it revealed about just how much overt racial politics Americans can still stomach. After MSNBC contributor Pat Buchanan penned a column last week urging more overt racial politics over Sotomayor's nomination, he and I had a heated discussion on this show about race and about Judge Sotomayor's nomination. If you missed it, essentially, Pat and I had a sharp disagreement over Judge Sotomayor's statement that she's an affirmative action baby. I think that, in our history, some Americans have been kept out of positions of power and wealth and influence by discrimination, and that tends to be a self-perpetuating thing. Restricting the best jobs, the best schools, the best incomes, the best opportunities to a single group tends to set that group up to continue to prosper disproportionately. Historic discrimination doesn't undo itself. It has to be overtly interrupted by affirmatively helping some people from previously excluded groups into positions where they have the opportunity to succeed. So we as a country don't end up sealing in place forever a white supremacist society created by and defined by segregation and Jim Crow and slavery. Current discrimination has to be stopped now, and the ongoing effects of massive structural past discrimination have to be overtly overturned as well. That's my position. Pat sees it differently. He describes affirmative action as overt discrimination against white males, full stop. And I don't want to speak for him. Pat has been making these arguments for a long time, and he says what he means, and he means what he says.
They are victims of this evil affirmative action policy, which says, in effect, that everybody's covered by the 14th Amendment and the civil rights laws. Unless you're a white male and your parents and ancestors came from Europe, then we can discriminate against you.
That was the argument that Pat made. It's not cool to talk about guests after their segment is over. It's also not fair to relitigate these arguments in the absence of one of the parties who participated in the argument, and I will not try to do that now. But what I do feel obliged to do is to correct some of the things that were said in the course of my argument with Pat that were stated as fact that were not true. I feel an obligation just to correct the factual record, as we would with anything else that was stated as fact on this show that was not true. So, excuse me. So, first, in trying to make the case that Judge Sotomayor was unqualified for the Supreme Court, Pat said this, quote, "She's never written anything that I've read in terms of a law review article or major book or something like that on the law." While it may very well be true that Pat has not read Judge Sotomayor's law review articles, he should not have implied that she hasn't written them. Our staff has tracked five of the judge's law review articles, the earliest written in 1979, the most recent in 2004. Pat also stated about Judge Sotomayor, quote, "How did she get on Yale Law Review? Affirmative action. We contacted Yale and the Yale Law Journal. A spokesperson told us that the students themselves choose who's on the Law Journal. And when asked about Pat's affirmative action claim specifically, a spokesperson told us, quote, that is a statement of opinion by Mr. Buchanan." But here's the statement from my discussion with Pat that does require the most emphatic correction.
"White men were 100% of the people that wrote the Constitution, 100% of the people who signed the Declaration of Independence, 100% of the people who died at Gettysburg and Vicksburg, probably close to 100% of the people who died at Normandy. This has been a country built basically by white folks."
Pat joined us for this discussion from a studio in Washington, D.C. that is not far from the White House, which was, of course, built by slaves who were not white folks. The U.S. Capitol, the physical building, was built by slaves. The city of Washington, D.C., where Pat has spent his entire life, was physically built in part by slave labor. It's not even possible to imagine how America could have competed for a place in the global economy in the 1800s, say, without plantation cotton and tobacco and sugar and rice and the other industries that were so thoroughly dependent on slave labor.
"This has been a country built basically by white folks."
That statement is only true if you don't consider anyone other than white folks to be folks. Even if you only consider slave labor, even if, for example, you reimagine the railroads somehow magically building themselves without Chinese laborers, the idea that only white people built America is a fantasy, and it should not have been maintained on this show as fact. As for who has died for this country in combat, more than 200,000 black Americans fought for the Union in the Civil War. Thousands even fought for the Confederacy. 1.2 million African Americans served in World War II, and yes, they were among those who stormed the beaches of Normandy. The Defense Department says almost 10,000 Mexican Americans fought for the Union during the Civil War. Hundreds of thousands of Hispanics served in the armed forces during World War II. 12 Hispanics were awarded the Medal of Honor. 24 Asian Americans received the Medal of Honor for heroism in World War II.
"This has been a country built basically by white folks."
That's just not true. I love white folks. I'm white folks. Yay, white folks. It's just not factually true to generalize from white experience to explain how America came to be. Also, a clarification. Pat said over and over again in our discussion that he is against affirmative action. Rick Perlstein, who wrote the book Nixon Land, turned up a memo from 1971 in which Pat actually suggested an affirmative action program to Richard Nixon's White House. It was an affirmative action program for Catholics. Quote, "Instead of sending the orders out to all our agencies, hire blacks and women, the order should go out, hire ethnic Catholics, preferable women, for visible posts. One example, Italian Americans, unlike blacks, have never had a Supreme Court member. Give those fellows the Jewish seat or the black seat on the court when it becomes available." In other words, choose a Supreme Court nominee in part on the basis of ethnicity and religion, said Pat to Nixon. So those are our corrections and clarifications. Oh, actually one other. Pat also said, quote, "The U.S. track team in the Olympics, they're all black folks." The U.S. Olympic track team is not all black folks or otherwise. Also, the Olympic hockey team is not all from Minnesota either, which he also said. You're listening to The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. Jeff Charlotte joins us next.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You can't see me right now, but I just slipped into my pajamas, and I'm going straight to college.
How is this possible?
Because you can go to college online and never leave your home. Using your computer to get an online degree is really smart and easy.
In fact, people with a degree on average earn $1 million more in their lifetime. So, how do you find a good online school? Well, get your computer and go online. Education Connection is a free service that connects hundreds of people each day to the best online colleges. And you don't want to pick the wrong online school. So ladies, slip on your cute little PJs. And guys, get your rope, please. And go to college online. Log on now for your free personality test that will help match you to the right school. This is a $75 value, and it's yours free. So log on now.
Log on now to 28GoEdConnect.com. 28GoEdConnect.com. That's 28GoEdConnect.com. 28GoEdConnect.com.
Crews are working on that accident. Southbound I-25 approaching 120th. Now it's off to the right shoulder, but could catch some looks.
It's time to think outside the box. Or, as they say at Creekside Tree Nursery, it's time to think outside the row. That's right, the trees at Creekside Tree Nursery are so plentiful, they've started making their own rows. Creekside Tree Nursery is overstocked, and right now you can buy one tree and get the second one half price. From maples and oaks to crabapples and cottonwoods, the trees must go. Visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Valmont and J Road, or online at creeksideboulder.com. That's creeksideboulder.com.
Devices, TomTom uses actual drive times to find you the fastest way to get anywhere, at any time. TomTom, go confidently.
Do you dance badly or hug in public? That's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, this is Michael Spear from Presidential Brokerage, and we've got lots of earnings out this morning. We had the market up pretty substantially, and the Dow is continuing its surge today. It's up 42 points. The NASDAQ composite is down 6.75 points right now, so the NASDAQ's going the opposite direction. The S&P is up 1 point, and the Russell's down 2. So, again, we're seeing the large caps do better than the techs and the small caps today. But as I mentioned, lots of earnings out this morning. One of particular interest to Denver people would be Lockheed Martin. Lockheed Martin reported better than expected earnings today of $1.88 a share versus $1.81 in expectations, so that may help their stock. Give us a call. I'm told that almost a third of all people have funds left with their former employer. Don't let that happen. Let's take care of it without having a taxable event for you. We can show you how to do that. Call Presidential Brokerage 303-694-1600. That's 303.
You've been wronged by medical malpractice. You need to do something about it. That's why I bring up Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, because they fight these people all the time. So the big guys are not going to push the little guys around, because I got Mike Turner and Scott Henderson to step in. They're progressive lawyers, and they don't fool around.
Mike Turner and Scott Henderson Law Firm, proud supporters of AM 760. Call 303-300-1600. That's 303-300-1600.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
It's not brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM 760. .net.
If there's one piece of common political wisdom one might think South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford would have absorbed over the course of his very public sex scandal, it's that that scandal stopped getting worse for him when he stopped talking about it. The governor apparently has not taken that to heart. This weekend, he wrote a newspaper op-ed explaining how famously cheating on his wife will make him better. Better at pretty much everything. Quote, "I've been humbled and broken as never before in my life, and as a consequence have given up areas of control in a way that I never have before, and it is my belief that this will make me a better father, husband, friend, and advocate." You know the old adage, nothing improves a husband like him having an affair with a woman in Argentina. But going public seems to sort of be a theme this week for Governor Sanford and for other associates of C Street, the secretive ministry and living quarters for several members of Congress, at which Governor Sanford and Senator John Ensign of Nevada both received some sort of counseling during their extramarital affairs. A number of other C Street affiliates are now going on the record about the shadowy organization, mainly to defend its secrecy. Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma telling Roll Call newspaper, quote, "It's a great place," and continue holding foreign policy meetings with African ambassadors at the C Street House. Former Ohio Congressman Tony Hall tells Politico.com the prayer breakfasts he attended at C Street were, quote, "probably some of the best moments I had during the week, precisely because we closed the doors." C Street is also in the news anew because of something that happened on the House floor last week. A member of Congress, one with ties to C Street, argued against public funding for abortion services by saying that if there were public funding for abortion, Barack Obama might have been aborted as a fetus. Also, Clarence Thomas.
If you think of it in human terms, there is a financial incentive that will be put in place, paid for by tax dollars, that will encourage women who are single parents, living below the poverty level, to have the opportunity for a free abortion. If you take that scenario and apply it to many of the great minds we have today, who would we have been deprived of? Our president grew up in those similar circumstances. If that financial incentive was in place, is it possible that his mother may have taken advantage of it? Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, if those circumstances were in place, is it possible that we have been denied his great mind?
It's Representative Todd T. Hart, Republican of Kansas. I wonder how we settled on those two, Clarence Thomas and Barack Obama. What do they have in common? Congressman T. Hart was first elected as part of the Republican Revolution in 1994. He is now running for the United States Senate in Kansas. Joining us now is Jeff Charlotte, who wrote about Congressman T. Hart's affiliation with C Street in his book, The Family, The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power. Jeff, thanks very much for joining us again. Really appreciate it.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for having me back.
While you were undercover in The Family doing the reporting for Harper's and for your book, you actually attended a meeting between Congressman T. Hart and Doug Coe, who's the longtime leader of The Family. What happened at that meeting, and what impression did you get of Mr. T. Hart's position in The Family?
Yeah, it was a spiritual counseling session of precisely the site, the sort that Ensign and Sanford were having. T. Hart also sort of had sex in the brain, but of a different sort. He was very concerned with the number of babies Muslims are having. And he said Americans are killing too many of their babies while Muslims are having too many. And we need to have more babies and outlaw abortion so that we can win the race with the Muslim. And what happened was that Doug Coe, the leader of The Family, so that's fine as far as it goes, but it doesn't go far enough. He said to Congressman T. Hart, he says, "I want you to think bigger. I want you to think of Jesus plus nothing," is what he said. It's a phrase they mean to suggest something they call the totalitarianism of Christ. And I think he was introducing T. Hart into the sort of the advanced lessons of The Family.
What's the totalitarianism of Christ?
The totalitarianism of Christ, by that he meant, he said to T. Hart, think about, it's what you need to do is form a covenant, a private covenant with your brothers in Christ, men like Ensign and Coburn and Sanford. He says, when you do this, when you commit total loyalty to each other and you vow to keep up each other's secrets, you can accomplish much more. He gave to Congressman T. Hart examples of guys who had done this very well, he thought. Hitler, Pol Pot, Osama bin Laden, and Lenin, and, you know, it just makes a jaw drop, but Congressman T. Hart thought this was very wise advice.
His invocation of the abortion of President Obama as a fetus on the floor of the House was such a shock it even earned him some immediate booing in the House, which the House doesn't usually do that. This kind of wild argument that he made, does it make sense to you in the context of the family's teachings and philosophy, or is that the sort of thing they would frown on?
I think it shows that he's not quite ready for prime time. I mean, the family, what they're generally looking for is someone like a Senator Ensign, pre-affair, a much more polished figure, or Governor Sanford, a much more polished figure. But keep in mind, you know, several years ago, Governor Sanford was talking about winning the race with Muslims. Now he's changed a little bit. Instead of calling Obama a baby killer, he's saying, wouldn't it be a shame if we, if Obama had been aborted? So for him, this is a lighter touch. This is a part of his grooming process, or what the family calls discipling, which is preparing him for what looks very likely possibility that he'll be the next senator from Kansas.
Jeff Charlotte, contributing editor at Harper's, and author of the book The Family, The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power, and a man who we have been keeping very busy lately. Jeff, thanks very much for joining us again.
Thank you, Rachel.
Let your voice be heard.
Health insurance, that means pay for everything.
This public option is turning into a huge snow job.
My company, they're going to say there's no longer a reason for us to offer you the policy we have, so go to the government and get it on your own.
If a public plan is put forward, it isn't going to be individuals that go to it. It's going to be small businesses.
Share your opinions. Call us at 866-303-2270. We're listening.
Are you losing your home to foreclosure? The law firm of Pomery & Associates would like to offer you a free, no-obligation consultation that will show you how to stop foreclosure, reduce your interest rates, and save thousands on your mortgage. Do not let this economic slowdown take your home from you and your family. You have worked too hard. There is no cost to find out how this program can help you save your home. Call 800-989-6419. That's 800-989-6419. 800-989-6419.
Hey folks, I'm Mr. Opportunity, and today I'm at a Honda dealership where real people are saving real money during the 2009 Honda clearance. Excuse me, what's your name?
Doug, and this is my wife, Emily.
Well, it's nice to meet you folks. How's everything?
Awesome.
We're going to get a new Accord.
Excellent choice. Is this your first one?
Oh, no, this is our third.
But doesn't surprise me. The Accord has the highest owner loyalty and the best resale value of any other car in its class.
There's only one problem.
Well, what's that?
We're having trouble deciding on a color.
Yeah, I like white, and Doug likes black.
What do you think, Mr. O?
Well, this should be easy. What color did you get last time?
Silver.
And before that?
Silver.
Something tells me you should get silver.
You know, honey, I think he's onto something.
Silver? Why didn't we think of that?
The 2009 Honda clearance. Remember, it's the only thing from Honda that won't last.
Hey, Mr. O, thanks for the advice.
Piece of cake. I'm Mr. Opportunity. I'm back. And I'm knocking.
2009 Accord, winner of the ALG Residual Value Award midsize car segment based on Polk statistics for the midsize car category in the 08 model year. Accord ranked highest by having the greatest percentage of households return to purchase or lease another Accord vehicle.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. President Obama isn't demanding a surtax on top earners to pay for health care reform, but he says the idea, part of a bill the House is working on, ought to be on the table.
It's not punishing the rich. I think the way I look at it is that if I can afford to do a little bit more so that a whole bunch of families out there have a little more security when I already have security, that's part of being a community.
The president went on to tell NBC's Today show he wants Congress to finish work on health care by early next month. Republican National Chairman Michael Steele told the CBS News Early show haste could make waste.
It took a year and a half for us to create the Medicare system. Now we're going to do the entire health care system in 2 weeks or 6 weeks.
The Fed chairman is minutes away from giving a House committee his take on the economy. CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss.
These reports from Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke have recently been viewed with dread as Congress and Wall Street anticipated even worse news. But despite the fact that the deep recession continues and unemployment keeps going up, Bernanke may offer a bit more optimism this morning, as there are continuing signs across the economy that while things are still bad, they have stopped getting worse.
Home burial has become the latest do-it-yourself idea. CBS's Vicki Barker has that.
Home burials have soared in the past 5 years. Many families say they find comfort and meaning in burying their own dead their own way. Others drawn to the price tag, hundreds of dollars compared to the average $6,000 a funeral home can charge. There are some legal hoops to jump through, but the New York Times says only six U.S. states actually forbid families from tending to and burying their own dead. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Two watchdog groups are releasing government research on the dangers of driving and talking. talking on the cell phone. Public Citizen President Emeritus Joan Claybrook says government officials kept the information quiet because some members of Congress didn't want it to get out.
Worrying about whether or not Congress is going to get angry when you produce data that shows that the driving public is at risk is the wrong attitude.
The governor and state legislative leaders have agreed on a deal that would close California's $26 billion budget deficit, but it calls for $15 billion in spending cuts, and that's hard for local officials to swallow. Michael Antonovich is the Los Angeles County Supervisor.
It's really highway robbery of local government's resources.
It's two down and one to go. The second of three dangerous inmates who broke out of the Indiana State Prison last week, a rapist, has been recaptured. A convicted killer is still on the loose. In Texarkana, Arkansas, federal prosecutors have rested the sex crimes case against evangelist Tony Alamo. He's accused of violating the Mann Act by taking young girls across state lines. One more Republican has come out in favor of Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. An aide says Senator Susan Collins of Maine will vote to confirm Sotomayor. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's up 45 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, what are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm dancing! Woo!
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, I got the stack of cash with the googly eyes. I love him. Some money I'm saving with Geico. It was so easy.
Yeah, I got that. But there's just one thing.
What?
You're dancing at work, John.
Yeah, I am. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.9% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no-penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium or late withdrawal, no extra fees, forfeiture, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high-interest 9-month no-penalty CD that lets you move all your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. An inch of rain in half an hour, sideways hail, and tornadoes have left parts of the metro Denver area in shambles.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The Northeast Interstate is quiet right now. Speed limit rise.
All of the things you expect from this radio station. Traffic, free music, support for community events and causes are in danger.
If Congress passes the performance tax, go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell your congressman to just say no to the performance tax and support the Local Radio Freedom Act. A message from this station and the NAB.
Safe retirement question number 25. Want to know how to never lose your retirement and still take advantage of the stock market? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune into the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
Chevy Open House. They've made it easy to get into a new Chevy with low, straightforward pricing on remaining 08 and 09 models. It's simple. The price on the tag is the price you pay. Go to Chevy.com/open house for details. Excludes Corvette ZR1 at participating dealers only.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere to join the party. Representative John Yarmuth, Democrat of the great state of Kentucky, coming up this hour on the Celebrity Hotline to talk health care and much more. And comedian Margaret Cho, the funniest woman in the world, coming up next hour. This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the all-new Chevy Equinox. With an estimated 32 miles per gallon highway and up to 600 highway miles on a tank, it's the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Based on a GM.
Were you drunk on that?
Unlike Mama, who is fueled entirely by Chardonnay.
That's right.
Based on GM compact crossover segment, excludes other GM vehicles. Yay for GM. Okay. All right. The health care debate, of course, heating up. The president will give the big speech tomorrow, but he had this to say yesterday.
Let's fight our way through the politics of the moment. Let's pass reform by the end of this year.
If he can get past right-wing tools like Senator Tom Coburn, fresh from his hilarious Ricky Ricardo impersonations at the Sotomayor hearings.
We can't afford what is coming through Congress right now. There's no way we can afford it on the backs of our kids.
Oh. Don't you love that?
Can't afford your kids get health care, government-issued health care, because you're...
This is the party that left us the $1.3 trillion deficit with the unnecessary war and the flavor.
If they think single payer is so awful, they should give up their health plan.
Thank you.
Live like the rest of them.
All right.
Get dropped by their insurance company because, what, you got sick? That wasn't part of the deal.
Robert Gates, a defense secretary, talking about the captured soldier in Afghanistan yesterday.
Our commanders are sparing no effort to find this young soldier. And I also would say my personal reaction was one of disgust at the exploitation of this young man.
By the way, did you see some right-wing tool said about this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should. Yeah, go ahead and kill him. We don't care.
Oh, that was Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, the noted Foxpert.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
He was deserting.
Because the thing is, nobody knows the story exactly, but like we said on the show yesterday, who cares? You pray for his safe return.
Right.
I don't know exactly the story, how he was captured, but it's like...
He said, if this guy just walked down on his buddies and screw him, go ahead, kill him.
Yeah. Yeah. Taliban should kill him.
They call everybody on the left troop haters, and it's like, what?
God.
Yeah, they. All right. James in Atlanta, Georgia writes, Steph, after hearing yesterday's North Korea story about Kim Jong-il being seen in a factory wearing sunglasses, I am filled with an overwhelming need to hear Kim Jong-il singing Corey Hart's Sunglasses at Night.
Oh, no.
Jim, I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's a dance voice monkey dance request.
The worst of 80s synth pop.
Whatever happened to Corey Hart?
Too much hookers and blow.
Yeah, probably.
Allegedly.
Singing karaoke somewhere.
Allegedly, yeah.
I wear my sunglasses at night so I can watch you weep and breathe your story right.
Thank you, Jim. All right. Got that all out of our system.
I wear my sunglasses at night so I can see my type all dong when it fry and grow up in Hawaii.
Oh, we wound up the voice monkey.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. All right, StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. Check out Mama's calendar section. You can find out where you can see me live. San Francisco this weekend, Seattle August 8th. And then let's see what else. Oh, Ed Schultz Show, doing that this Thursday on MSNBC.
Sure. Are you okay?
I don't know.
You've been stumbling through this first segment.
I am so drunk. Okay. Also, do we have we have a Steph space, you can tweet, and we have a Steph a date or something, don't we?
Sure.
Do we have a MySpace page blog?
Well, no, you actually, space? On the front page of StephanieMiller.com, you can follow my tweets.
Oh, that is fascinating. Mm. All right.
You don't even know what Twitter is.
I think this was an age joke you sent me yesterday. You sent me a story, single seniors turning to online dating.
Yes.
I may have to go to my own Steph space to find a date. more single senior Americans looking for love online, experts say. Yeah. My nephew, my nephew lives with me part of the year. He saw me reading this, and he said, oh, that is so sweet. I think it's so inspirational that you people in your twilight years can still have sex.
That is true.
Some people think old people having sex is gross, but I don't. I think it's beautiful. I was like, shut.
No, don't speak. Don't
Although you,
speak.
Don't you might need some of that elephant
silence.
Cream.
Silence.
The elephant butt moisturizer?
Yes.
Thank you. All right.
Get all crinkly
right.
down there.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Let's check some news we don't want to lose, shall we?
Yippee, yippee. It's time for stand-up news. And now, here's anchor person, Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. When news breaks here at Stay's Broken, our top story. President Obama pushed back hard against Republican critics of his health care overhaul plan yesterday, vowing to fight the politics of the moment, but giving ground on his tight timetable for passage of the legislation. He said, we can't afford the politics of delay and defeat when it comes to health care. We have the rest of the president's thoughts.
I want all you Republican jackoffs to get the hell out of my grill with your constant beefing about health reform plan. Bitch, bitch, bitch. Whine, whine, whine. On and on and on. I swear, if McConnell or Kyle or Boehner or any of those mofos don't put a sock in it, I'm coming over there and putting my old man comforts up some elephant keister. Besides, what are you complaining about? It's not like me or the Blue Dogs have actually cooked up a plan that's going to, you know, reform anything. That would be single payer, everybody in, nobody out, good from the first day, right? Well, shut your yaps and take a look what we got coming down the pike. No single payer, 10 million remaining uninsured, public option that only covers 10 million people, and that is means tested and firewalled so that if you don't like your plan and actually want to use the public option, you can't. And none of it kicks in until 2013 after I've milked the PR for the reform for 3 years and got myself reelected without actually having done anything. So, since you couldn't have done better if you'd cooked it up your own selves, just let me say this to the Republicans. Everybody chill the up. I got this.
Oh, dear. Jim has turned on the president. And finally,
saying,
cupcake is
compromise is not going to get it done.
The important thing is there's a really big cupcake at the mall.
Mall of America.
Guinness World Record says a 150-pound cupcake put on display at the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota, is the largest of its type in the world. Hmm. And you know what that means. Our former favorite former congressman from Illinois. You know, Denny Hastert.
Denny Hastert.
Beefy McBratwurst was there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Ain't that just my luck to be a day late and a couple of 55-gallon drums of black coffee short? I pick up the paper this morning, and what do I see? There's a 150-pound cupcake just up the turnpike in Minnesota there, just waiting all by its lonesome. Turnpike's New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The expressway. What is it called?
Jack Ryan Expressway.
Dan Ryan. Jack Ryan.
Somebody.
Jack Ryan.
The guy from the movie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Most things in hell don't respond well to bullets. Anyway, back to the bit.
All right. Good.
Just up the expressway in Minnesota there, just waiting all by its lonesome. And normally, breakfast means setting up a table in the back of Raymond Schneider's house of meat and turning in the mustard tap. But just the other day, I was feeling right for a little change. All the salty big parts are getting to be a little routine. And truth to tell, all that protein was plugging me up like Lindsay Lohan at a Boy Scout jamboree. Hemorrhoids the size of a knackwurst.
Oh.
Pastry, says I, that's the ticket. But who wants to eat 1,000 cupcakes? Just not efficient. So knowing I could have polished off the behemoth with one hand tied behind my back and satisfied my sweet tooth and gotten some roughage at the same time is making me so blue I can hardly choke down my usual couple dozen Vienna Red Hat from Flukey's on Dewey Avenue with the extra serrano peppers and goo gobs of neon green relish. Now I'm going to have to lay in a case of Massengills and lay in a case of Massengills.
Oh.
You know what I mean? In the meantime, I'm going to comfort myself with a couple 300 pounds of head cheese. Ah, head cheese. The gelatin of pork cheeks and parts I don't even know what they are. Oh, God, that's good. Oh, yeah.
Pig anus. Whatever is in there.
Okay. That's all for stand-up news. I'm here all week. Tell your friends if you'd like more Jim Ward Balderall.
Check out Jim Ward's Apocryphal But True, for which there is a tile ad at the Stephanie Miller website. That'd be stephaniemiller.com. And buy the album, why don't you?
Oh, I think that would be a dandy idea. Hey, I just got an idea. I'm coming across the news wires here. Can't the president do this? Japan's prime minister dissolves parliament. Can't he just disband Congress?
Yeah.
How about that?
Well,
maybe he should do that tomorrow night. Maybe he can just dissolve. Look, they're in a recession and political gridlock in Japan. Mm-hmm. He just dissolved them. Why doesn't he just dissolve
the Republican side. Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, that was our plan, is that Nancy Pelosi should tell them, you're going on vacation. Yeah, that school's out for summer, but just watch Republicans go. Just let all the obstructionists.
Water slides.
Sticks go.
And what?
Go, everybody!
Hey.
Woo! School's out forever! Go, Boehner! Run, Boehner! Run!
Woo! She was out for this.
Okay, and then just slam the door and then get health care done.
Yeah.
Just let the Republicans go on vacation.
You're just going to be obstructionist anyway. Just let them go. Go, be free.
I picture Boner at the beach, you know, trying to get Tanner. He has that just that white stuff on his nose and, you know, black socks and sandals. He's like, look, healthcare. They get health. You should have been at the top of the list to get a job with us. And then he'll be blubbering and crying at the beach. All right. Girl can dream.
Getting melanoma is at the top of my list.
David in D.C., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on healthcare. Hi, Dave.
Oh, hey, Stephanie. I'm in Seattle. Hey.
All right. How dare you move?
The remarks that Senator DeMint, I hate even calling him senator because I think he got in there with vote fraud, but that's another topic. But it reveals... It's so insidious. I shake every time I hear it because it's such a dark agenda that the Republicans have been employing the last 6 months to do anything they can to cause Barack Obama to fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have nothing. They're so irrelevant. I mean, since 2006, they've lost House seats, they've lost Senate seats. You know, what else is, you know, they, like Jim had said, they just need to be dissolved, like in Japan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's where I got my latest idea from the headline, in Japan. I think that'd be something if that's what his speech was about tomorrow.
I think he can only do that in a parliamentary.
Yeah, we don't have a parliamentary system. We have a Democratic Republic.
Darn the luck.
I know.
Sticky rules. Roz in Atlanta, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Thank you. What would we have done if our parents and grandparents had turned down Medicare the way that the Republicans want us to turn down a private pay or not a private pay?
Public option, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, public option. And another thing, why don't they just expand Medicare to cover family coverage and not have to rewrite the whole doggone thing?
Yeah,
that would make sense. Yeah, I know. I mean, I joke, but lately that's what I kind of feel like, is if Congress could just get out of the president's way, we could just get a lot more.
Republicans bitched about Medicare and Medicaid, too. Oh, socialism, communism, horrible, dogs sleeping with cats.
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually worked out quite well.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Much more to go on the big healthcare debate. There has been movement, is the good news.
Yes, there has.
We will tell you what that is.
You're talking about Benny Astert again? Oh, not that kind of movement.
No, he's still backed up. 20 minutes after the hour, back with the latest on the healthcare debate as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
And we'll be right back.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, AM760.net.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you will receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim17.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim17.com. Remember slim17.com. That's slim, then the number 17.com.
I'm a human resources professional.
This is Chet from Sneed's Ferry, North Carolina.
Gray means you're old, period. Long in tooth. I use Just for Men. It makes me perform better.
So we ask, should a guy get rid of his gray with Just for Men?
Absolutely. I flat out tell him, guy, you got to do something with your hair. You got to make yourself look younger because they cannot ask you how old you are.
For essential career tips and a free offer, go to justformen.monster.com. That's justformen.monster.com.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit barracuda.com.
Southbound I-25 still very slow as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland, pretty much 120th towards 84th. We'll break loose and bog down again downtown due to an accident that occurred right around 38th. Southbound 225, also a slow ride after that Parker curve up towards I-25. Eastbounders on 6th Avenue loading up, approaching Federal towards 25. I-70 is crowded as you're traveling westbound Colorado towards York. Surface street accidents, Alameda and Lincoln, as well as Downing and Yale. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't get ripped off when you sell your gold. Get 40% more every day at Fast Cash Gold Centers. At Fast Cash, they shop the competition and pay you 40% more for your gold. Call for an instant quote before you sell or visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
What is performance now? Once it was all about power, but performance now is all about knowledge. With the BMW 3 Series, it's knowing you're driving the number one selling car in its class. It's knowing you're driving what Car and Driver hailed as one of the 10 best for an unprecedented 18th year in a row. It's also knowing the 3 Series sedan was selected a 2009 top safety pick by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. And it's knowing you're driving a finely tuned machine that costs you virtually nothing to maintain, thanks to BMW Ultimate Service. That's knowledge. And as any BMW engineer will tell you, knowledge is power. Performance now is the 3 Series. Yours to test drive at a local BMW center. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Now through August 31st, lease a BMW 328i xDrive for $369 a month. Visit your local BMW center today or go to frontrangebmw.com/finance for details.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, good. Representing the Rush Limbaugh, Jim DeMint wing of the Republican Party, rooting for the president's failure. It's right wing Jan in Amherst, up the transit from Lackport, Mama's hometown. Hello, Jan.
Hi, guys. Hi, Wooks.
Hello.
Listen, I don't ever mean to be, you know, the fart in the bathroom, you know, but listen, this is just one of these things that. Barack Obama is over. His whole agenda is done.
Oh,
the guys in Congress,
right. It is. Yikes, somebody better tell him.
I was about to put Sarah Palin in power right now.
Listen, it's not about him anymore. It's about these guys getting reelected. His popularity in terms of what they want to do as far as all of his programs, his health care, you know, is falling below 50%. And these guys are...
No. His personal approval rating is still about 60. You know, on some issues, I agree with you that the right-wing noise has made a dent.
Well, also, the people are unhappy with the...
Please separate policy from personally. They like him personally.
Yes, but not on all his policies.
But they're angry about the healthcare thing because he's not doing enough.
I don't think that's the case.
Jim. Oh, okay. 75% of people want a public option.
No. Listen, do you honestly think that people are sitting there wondering, thinking his popularity personally on the healthcare has gone below 50%?
No, it hasn't.
So do you think it's going to go up?
On healthcare, he's still referring to a poll that shows approval for his healthcare plan at 49%.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but that's because he's not doing enough, not because he's doing too much.
Oh, no. Now, listen, I'm predicting he's not going to get either of them. He's really not going to get the cap and trade the way he wants, nor is he going to get the healthcare way he wants. So what's going to happen is that, where's he going to go? His popularity can't go up because he's going to insist on getting these things done. And the only way to pay for it is by taxing someone. And if you think that his popularity is going to go up by saying we've got to grab more taxes, you guys got another thing coming. I'm just making a prediction, like everyone else does, or doesn't.
Taxing the top 1% for him anyway.
Taxing people that make over $1 million a year might not be as wildly unpopular as you think, John.
Well, no. Well, what I will say in defense of the rich, which I try to defend, is... these people do not have to run companies. They can sit back on the beach and suck their whatever they're drinking these days. They don't have
So they're doing all of us a favor by having...
But a lot of the companies are offshore.
When does it get again, it'd be a disincentive to go out and work when 60 to 70% of your wealth is taken by the government. Most people say, why should I bother? I run the risk. I have to keep a payroll. The government can come in and sue me. Well, where's the incentive?
What do you mean these people don't have to work? How do you think they got rich? I mean, your point is what?
How do you think they got rich?
That they would go on the beach and drink things? Pardon me?
No, I think a couple of them worked hard. Like some of your friends, I'm sure they worked hard to get what they want.
Sure.
No, and I don't know if you want to punish them, that's fine. See, my whole point is that I think...
No, it's not punishing them, John. How is paying their fair share punishing them?
Okay, fair share. Let's do something fair. How about for 1 year? The government's already on the hook for 3.5 years.
And by the way, many of the people that have been that lucky are happy to pay a little bit more.
Well, listen, no one is prohibiting anyone from paying more taxes. You know, in fact, we can't actually pay more taxes. Hey, guys, I'm going to ask you something. But did you guys pay any extra taxes this year out of your generosity? Did you? No, I'm not just asking a simple question. There's a yes or no answer.
All right, thank you. John's just an irritant this morning, and I'm too tired. All right.
Quite frankly, I don't make enough to be able to pay extra taxes.
It's just a simple yes or no question, Chris.
And the top 1% have all these offshore tax shelters, so they haven't been paying taxes for years anyway.
The uber rich can afford people to tell them how to hide their money from the federal government in order to get out of paying taxes.
They've been doing for decades.
Here's what I love about that exchange the best is that John thinks he won that argument. He's doing a little dance around the phone right now. Woohoo! See? Yeah, I'm going to ask that question.
Why didn't you pay for health care?
Extra taxes,
Why don't you cough up the billions of dollars it's going to take? Why don't you? How come?
Yes, Stephanie.
I mean, you're on the radio. You must be a billionaire.
And what do you mean you don't make enough? I beg your pardon.
You're not paid
handsomely here by the Stephanie Miller International.
I don't make enough to offer to pay extra taxes, I'll tell you that much.
Mark in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I don't know where that goofball gets off saying that there's 60% tax rate for the ultra-rich.
Yeah, really.
Cheney paid 21% total tax burden, and Bush paid 19 or 19 and 21.
Yeah, less than they paid under their hero Ronald Reagan, in fact. I know. All right, 28 minutes after the hour, back with the taxi to rich. And Nancy Pelosi's latest thoughts on the health care plan as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Since OnStar began, we've responded to over 100,000 automatic crash alerts.
OnStar Emergency, this is Barbara.
I'm stuck in my car here head-on. My legs are broken.
Okay, I'm contacting 911.
911.
This is OnStar Emergency. We have a vehicle crash with injuries at Calabra Road. The front airbag deployed with a maximum reported Delta V of 32 miles per hour. I have 911 on the line.
I'm hurting bad. I'm shoved into the front of the vehicle.
I'm going to send EMS and police.
Barbara.
I'm not going to leave you until I know that emergency service is there to assist you.
Okay.
In a crash, an OnStar advisor can automatically receive an alert and share your exact GPS location and critical crash details with first responders, so they're better prepared to help.
The officer is on the scene.
Yeah, they're here.
Okay, sir, please know we're here when you need us.
OnStar is standard for the first year on 14 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
We're seeing delays on I-70. This is on the west.
Heads up, everybody! Now you can get Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost for $19.99 a month for 6 months. So that means we really gotta bust our hump. I'm gonna need some experts on this one. So Mixmaster, I need you to handle music downloads.
Now, beats and lyrics, look to me. I'll kick them from your laptop to your MP3.
Big Eddie, I need you to beef up virus protection.
Sure thing, boss. As soon as I find my brass knuckles.
Shutterbug, I need you to handle the photo center.
I'll do it now. Fast. Happy. Maple, see ya.
And white lightning. Make those download speeds faster than ever.
Done.
Great. Get right on it.
No, I mean, I'm finished. It's done.
Get the biggest value in internet. Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost lets you download your favorite movies and music lightning fast. And the McAfee security suite is included. Get it all right now for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 7/31/09.
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to performance service for new residential customers. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation and taxes extra. For more information, visit Comcast.com.
More. Visit our showroom at 4800 Washington Street in Denver or call us at 303-295-6022. You will be thrilled with the thousands you save at Buy and Bill.
Is your credit card debt getting out of control? Do you find yourself unable to keep up with the outrageous payments and fees? Stop paying those greedy credit card companies and keep your money for yourself. Now, in 2009, Americans with $10,000 or more in credit card debt legally have the consumer right to reduce their debt and slash payments nearly in half. For a free consultation, call Debt Solution Advisor now at 800-554-3037. Join the millions daily who are finally being told the truth about their debt options. Call us in the next 30 minutes to legally reduce your credit card debt and save yourself thousands. Exercise your consumer rights today with Debt Solution Advisor and speak to one of our specialists to relieve that credit card stress once and for all. For free information, call now at 800-554-3037. That number again is 800-554-3037. 800-554-3037. 800-554-3037.
Announcing the Ally Bank Online Savings Account with a great interest rate of 1.85% APY. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account that offers a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. So call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
I'm Howie Mandel. Did you know attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in adults is a real and treatable medical disorder? The symptoms of ADHD make it difficult to pay attention, focus, be organized, complete tasks, and maintain relationships. Talk to your doctor and visit AdultADHDIsReal.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
Stephanie Miller.
Your appearance is comical to me.
I get that all the time.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Jim, you know all the fear-mongering they're doing on the right on how awful healthcare is in other countries? Mm-hmm. Well, this just in the breaking news. The World Health Organization, their latest World Health rankings.
Mm-hmm.
This is the breaking news. France, number one. Italy is number two. I thought that's where healthcare didn't work. And there we are, the United States of America, 37th, ladies and gentlemen.
Right between, 30,
between
Costa Rica and Slovenia.
Slovenia.
Yeah,
our healthcare system slightly better than Slovenia, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, if only there was someone in the thick of the debate that could help us. Yes, Jim.
From the
it?
Great Commonwealth of Kentucky, it's Representative John Yarmuth.
Oh, my goodness. One of our personal favorites. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, Stephanie.
Good to talk to you, and we need someone to decode what's going on in healthcare for us right now.
Oh, God.
It's hard to keep up.
That's a heavy burden.
I didn't know we were going to be tested on all this, and it's getting more and more complicated. It seems like there was movement yesterday.
Well, I'm glad it seems like that to you.
Yeah.
No, I think there are. You know, one of the things that people have to realize when you're trying to reform 16-17% of the economy, it's not like you can draft a bill and everything's going to be static and that's the way it's going to be. This is a very, very complicated process. As I've said before, mm-hmm. it's the biggest Rubik's Cube you could ever have to deal with
mm-hmm.
and try to solve. So,
well, there are so many groups. I mean, I was just reading, you know, stories about what groups are doing ads and which ones are going to start doing ads, and it just, you're right. I mean, there are a lot of moving pieces in this, right?
Right, and I think we're almost, in one sense, back to square one on the biggest argument, and that is the cost of not acting. The president's referenced this the last couple of days. I just came from a meeting with Secretary Sebelius. They feel that they have to go back and talk about this because after last week's CBO report, which basically, I think, erroneously, or at least misleadingly, said that this bill would not do anything to reduce the cost, I think they need to go back and say, you know, if we spend $100 billion a year for 10 years, that's a lot of money, but the cost of not acting is far greater than that. I mean, we've got a structural deficit in Medicare that's probably twice that, which means that if we don't act in 10 years, there's going to be another trillion or $2 trillion worth of added debt. So the cost of not acting is far greater than the cost of acting. And the cost of private insurance, there's an estimate out there, $1,800 increase every year, which means that in 10 years, people are going to be paying over $30,000 for a family policy.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. And speaking of Secretary Sebelius, she talked about the tax surcharge on wealthy Americans to pay for health care is a legitimate way to go forward. She said taxing benefits, of course, is something the president does not want to do. She
right.
said he's reluctant to move in that direction. And she also said much of the money needed to fund health care will come from cutting ineffective and inefficient programs. I mean, that is going to do some of the work, right?
It is going to do some of the work. And, I think well over half of the work. And, you know, there are ways we can still probably squeeze a few more dollars in savings out of the bill. We can probably drop back a little bit on the subsidy we pay to insure the uninsured. Right now, we're talking about four times the poverty level. That's $88,000 for a family of four. So, I mean, we can scale it back to get the outside revenue figure down a little bit. But again, so I think there is some movement and willingness to work together to solve everybody's objections.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what do you think of, I mean, the latest thing she's talking about is that she would soften the proposed surcharge on the wealthy so it only applies to families who make $1 million a year or more, correct? The speaker would like
exactly,
to raise the trigger
yeah.
to $500,000 for individuals, $1 million for families.
Exactly. She said, we had a meeting last night, and she said, and I think rightly so, that when you're talking about $280,000 for an individual, that's still maybe 1% of the population, but a lot of people can envision getting to that level. And
right.
she didn't want to scare people. So she prefers to have it $500,000 per individual, $1 million for a couple, and you still raise an awful lot of money that way if you add the surcharge.
Right.
And you basically
trust
limit it to very, very few people.
Trust me, in this economy, most of us have no prayer of getting there. we can dream. But
that's the truth.
She also, Speaker Pelosi also said she'll push to drain more savings from the medical industry, hospitals, pharmaceutical companies, health insurers, than they have given up under current health reform agreements with the Senate and the White House. Do you think that's doable?
Well, that's going to be the big fight because, again, you're talking about some very oiled special interests that have a lot at stake here. And I saw the figure just the other day. Insurance companies have spent $120 or $30 million already this year lobbying, and that number's not going to go down. And so,
yeah, which exactly proves our point, that they shouldn't be making that much money to have that much money to lobby with, correct?
Well, exactly. And, you know, I saw a number last week. Again, we're talking about a lot of numbers, but the total profit of the 10 largest insurance companies in the last 8 years went from $2.4 billion to $12.9 billion.
Wow.
So that's,
wow.
There probably is some room to get to affect some savings.
Now,
there.
Representative, what are you hearing? I don't know if you saw, I know, at least in one place I saw it was on Ed Schultz's show yesterday on MSNBC, that he was pushing to say, look, you know, Congress should not be going on vacation without getting this done. Do you think that, are you hearing that that is a that could be a reality?
No, I don't hear much of that. The real issue now is whether we push for a vote on in the House before August recess, and there's a considerable amount of sentiment in the House, in the Democratic caucus, that we shouldn't do that, that we should wait, take our time, get input from our constituents over the August break, and then come back and do it. And this whole idea of rushing is, you know, it's one of the themes that the Republicans are emphasizing, and it's one that I'm very sensitive to. I think these artificial deadlines don't make sense. And I understand the need to try and get something done this year, but again, we've shoved a lot of big stuff down the American people's throat in a very short period of time, and they're getting a gag reflex.
Well, but Representative, I would beg to differ that, you know, I think what you'll hear on the break is what the polls are showing, and that is the vast majority of people want health care reform done, and they want a public option, and they want it done now. I mean,
I agree with you. Believe me, I went home last Friday night. The first person off the plane said, keep working on health care. We need that very much.
And, mm-hmm. Well, you know,
so we know what the citizens want.
There are figures, you know, Congressman, is showing. I mean, the number of people that will lose their health care next month while you guys are on vacation, if that's, you know, and the number of people that will die. And, you know, so to me, it's like there is urgency to this that it seems like certainly our Republican friends are not getting the message on.
Oh, I agree. And the only question now is whether we can create the kind of comfort level in our own caucus, because we're not going to get any Republican votes in the House over the next 8 or 9 days, whether we can create enough comfort level in the caucus to have enough votes to pass it. That's the real issue for us right now.
Do you think the president will sway anybody tomorrow night?
Oh, I think he will. And that's what I've said. You know, I've said what he said the other day, don't bet against him. and when he really takes the fight to both the Congress and the American people, they can have a considerable impact. He is the messenger on this proposal, and he's the one with the loudest voice and the biggest megaphone. So once he's out there, I think it'll move some
people.
Well,
he does. I mean, he obviously it can't be overstated that he does have a way of communicating and a way of explaining things to people that I think, you're absolutely right, can't be underestimated. I mean, right. He still is a very popular president.
That's right. And one thing that a lot of people who are anxious out there have not quite focused on yet is what it means to them. And we've talked about the uninsured, and that's certainly an important thing. But we haven't focused enough, I think, on the individual, on the small business person, to tell them what the benefits of this program are for them. And that's what we're going to be focused on as members of the Democratic caucus over the next few days and weeks. And I think the president's going to talk about that, too.
Well, talk to us about that for a minute, Congressman, because on the right, of course, that's all we're hearing is this is going to hurt small business.
I was a small businessman before I came to Congress, and this is the best thing that could ever happen to a small business. As I said before, we're talking about insurance rates that are going to go through the roof over the next 10 years if we don't act. The ability for a small business to have a competitive marketplace, first of all, is going to hold their costs down. Secondly, it's going to prevent people, if they have to drop coverage because of costs, all their employees will be able to go to an insurance exchange where they can get competitive priced coverage, so they won't have to go to work for some big company just for to get coverage. And these are the things that the small businesses care most about. It's the unpredictability of their rates, these 15, 20, 30% increases every year. They can't budget for them. They can't afford them. And this is the one plan that will hold those costs down because it creates competition. And insurance companies will be competing for their business instead of the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. All right. Well, at least keep on doing the Lord's work for us, won't you, sir?
Will do.
All right. And thanks for taking time for us, as always.
Okay, Stephanie. Good
there,
to talk to you.
There he goes. Representative John Yarmuth of the great state of Kentucky.
Commonwealth
of Kentucky. That's the important thing. 43.
Yes, it is.
Minutes after the hour. All right. Back with the right-wing screamers and their... We'll try to divine a point in anything they're saying as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
See, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Ooh, I gotta say, that was fantastic.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Since OnStar began, we've responded to over 100,000 automatic crash alerts.
OnStar emergency, is please send someone. I'm bleeding. Okay, I'll get 911 on the line.
Police.
This is OnStar emergency. I have an accident on Basselton Highway. It was an airbag deployment in the accident. It was on the front, and the maximum delta V was 16 miles per hour. I have 911 on the line.
Please come. I've got two kids in the car.
Is anyone injured?
I've broken my nose.
We got the ambulance and police headed out there.
Okay. Honey, baby, OnStar called the police. They're coming.
In a crash, an OnStar advisor can automatically receive an alert and share your exact GPS location and critical crash details with first responders, so they're better prepared to help.
Are first responders there?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
OnStar is standard for the first year on 14 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Let us help. By settling your debt. Imagine living a stress-free lifestyle that you deserve. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, Call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 800-506-9926. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 800-506-9926. The government is bailing out the banks. Now it's your turn. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit cards and are working now but struggling to pay your bills, you may qualify for one of our partners' debt settlement programs. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 800-506-9926. Get your life back on track. You deserve it.
Hello?
If your brain's not responding to the signals that you're full, you'll probably continue eating.
Come on, don't be that way.
Eating and eating some more. With Leptothen, you get the message. You are full.
Oh, finally.
Visit GoGetThin.com. That's GoGetThin.com. Or call 888-700-DIET. And for a limited time, buy two bottles of Leptothen and get one free.
Opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 48 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Betty in Seattle on healthcare. Hi, Betty.
Yes, I'm calling about very annoying man who was saying that the rich would not continue to work if they had a disincentive because of so many taxes. And I can tell you I have so many friends, neighbors, myself, who have so many creative ideas that would start businesses, new entrepreneurial adventures if they could rely on health insurance. This is a country so full of creativity if we had the health insurance to support it. And my friends in Canada say you can't imagine the peace of mind, the release from stress, the level of creativity that surfaces when you know that your health is going to be taken care of. I think it's a country full of creativity and richness. We can let the rich go. All the rest of the country can pick up the slack and get this country going if we had health insurance. Yep. I call my legislators twice a week about this, and I'm starting to call other people's legislators.
All right. Thank you. All right, Betty. The healthcare debate, of course, heating up once again. Just when you thought it couldn't get hotter, the president, of course, will give a big speech tomorrow. Melody Barnes, the White House domestic policy advisor.
We're going to bend the curve on healthcare costs to make sure that he passes and signs a bill that's deficit neutral, and in the future, costs won't continue to spiral out of control. You know, you have to think about the future and solving our healthcare and our economic problems for the future as well as today.
This is one can. I just think we cannot continue to kick down the road. And yeah. I'm sure the president will talk more about that. Representative Jerry Connolly, Democrat of Virginia, talking.
I think it's premature to be talking about a tax increase when we haven't identified, in my opinion, every saving to be had. And then secondly, the way the surcharge was described, it would have an impact not only on people over a certain income level, it would also have an impact on a lot of small businesses.
So that's what Nancy Pelosi was talking about yesterday, is raising the trigger on the surcharge, because that will allay concerns of Democrats like Jerry Connolly. But you know what? It seems to me like that's legislation. You got to do both. You have to find the savings and figure out how you're going to pay for it. I mean,
And I think they're doing that, finally.
Representative Tom Coburn, he of the hilarious Ricky Ricardo. Did he do any impressions on health care yesterday?
Not yesterday.
Did he do Howie Mandel and put like a big rubber glove, surgical glove on his head or anything?
He just played doctor with Nancy Pelosi.
I think he's doing William Frawley, but nobody got what he was doing. Hey, Fred. Ricky.
Yeah, because a William Frawley impression is so in demand.
I'm wearing my pants up by my boobies. You won't even see my head.
This is my Chad Everett impression. Nobody gets it? What? Okay.
The problem in healthcare is cost. But the problem is we don't need to spend more money. We need to get more value for the money that we spend. And we can cover everybody in this country at the same level we cover members of Congress and not spend a penny more. But we can't do it unless we have a transparent market.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. We're already spending more than pretty much any country in the world, aren't we, Jim?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think I just looked at the WHO 2007 World Health Rankings, not the band.
Right.
Yeah. The World Health Organization survey. France is number one. Best healthcare system in the world. Huh. And by definition, it is French and gay.
And yes. We're number 37 with a bullet.
Yeah, 37 between Costa Rica and Slovenia. And, you know, very close on our tails is Ojibwe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ojibwe is our very close. Right up on our heels.
If you get sick in Bratislava, don't worry about it, because they have the second best health care in the world right behind us. Yeah.
We're about to get lapped by Burkina Faso. Let's go to Madeline in Sparks, Nevada. Hey, Madeline.
Hey, listen, here's a solution. Don't let anybody take the August holiday and cancel all Congress's insurance, health insurance, and all of their staff.
There you go.
And I hit them right in the nose, and they're going to go, oh, God, maybe we should do something.
And I say we take their Who Berries and their Who Beast as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye, my sweet little tot.
Yes, we'll say there's a light on our health care tree. It broke it. And
bye,
we must...
my sweet little tot.
Yes.
Fake Santa Claus lied. There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here.
In the meantime, we'll take your little government plan.
And just leave little tacks and wire on the wall.
And your vacation. All right, let's go to Noel in Los Angeles. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hello, Noel.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
Hey, listen, an earlier caller stated that she was on the phone twice a week calling her representative, and I'm going to tell you something. I've been doing the same thing. I want to tell everybody out there, especially those people from states where their representatives may be wavering, that's the Democratic elected officials. If they have the Democratic elected official who's wavering on this health...
Yeah, exactly. Don't sit here and go, oh, the blue dogs. Go bitch slap a blue dog. That's what, that's what your assignment is.
We have to tell them, you know what, you put my health insurance on the chopping block, we put your job on the chopping block, period. That's it.
Yeah, you know what, that's easier said than done. Most of these Blue Dog Democrats come from very conservative districts. We are lucky to have a D from those districts.
Yeah.
So, you know, they could very easily vote out those Blue Dog Democrats and get a real Republican in there, and then we wouldn't have anything from them. So that is easier said than done, Noel.
Well, then again, if our Congress people can be insured, then by all means, their constituents should be insured as well.
Right. Absolutely. But, like I said, we are lucky to have those Blue Dog Democrats
in
our column.
I'm just saying, don't underestimate public pressure on politicians. Yeah. Let's go to Catherine in Tucson. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi.
I just have a question about the drugs on the healthcare system.
Uh-huh.
I heard something, I don't know what program, that the bill will ban the United States government from negotiating with Canadian pharmacies or drug manufacturers. Is this true? If so, it's going to be the same thing as Medicare and what's going on now. That scares me.
Wow, that's one piece I haven't heard anything about.
I haven't heard anything about that. And
yeah.
I think we would have.
Yeah, I would be. Exactly. We're the Stephanie Miller newscast.
Yeah.
You read our mail that most people now that Walter Cronkite is gone.
Stephanie Miller.
Newscast of record.
Most trusted person in news.
We would have been told. Okay, let's. Whatever. Gordon, if we hear something, we'll tell you.
Yeah, let's ask Margaret Cho if she knows. When
maybe
she comes.
Margaret Cho knows.
Yeah.
Gordy in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie Miller show. Welcome.
Hey, Seth.
Hi.
It just seems to me that if we redirect the resources that have been spent for the obscene and felonious profits of corporations like Halliburton and KBR, then we could make this whole program deficit neutral.
Yeah, don't you wish we had back all that taxpayer money?
Yeah.
It went down to the black hole of Halliburton during Iraq. Let's go to Trini. Oh, am I saying that right? Reno. Hello, Trini.
Hi. My question is, how come nobody's questioned anything about the pharmaceutical companies? They make billions of dollars on on medications and stuff. I have a prime example. A few years ago, I had to take a prescription antacid, okay? And my copay was like $30. But the doctor said because I had such bad acid reflux.
Me too.
Yeah, I had to take it twice a day.
What'd you take?
I think it was Prevacid.
That's what I'm on, Prevacid, yep.
Yep, and at the time, my insurance company dropped the coverage of that, and I didn't
know. Yeah, me too, that happened to me too. Yeah, exactly, take a Tums, call us in a couple of years.
Right, and I went in, you know, I ordered it and stuff, not thinking anything of it, and I went into the pharmacy, and they said, oh, that'll be $265.
Yep, that happened to me. That happened to me.
Acid, and they said, yeah, well, it's coming out in over-the-counter soon, and I'm going, oh, this is ridiculous. So, you know, how many drugs do they overprice and price gouge? I thought it was against a lot of price gouge. And
that
should be investigated.
Exactly. She sounds like hers is better. Mine is not because of the, I think it's making disastrous decisions in your life.
That's why people go to Canada for the drugs.
Yeah. That's why I continue to have a bad stomach. Margaret Cho coming up next on the Celebrity Hotline on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Special lady, I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. A recent scientific study on lactation. Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow. On childhood disease resistance. Oh, wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this...
Landmark Lincoln Mercury has the largest selection of new Lincoln Mercury product in the state. The new Lincoln MKZ and Lincoln MKX are spectacular. Mercury Mariner, Mercury Milan, Mercury Hybrids, Lincoln Navigator, and the all-new Lincoln MKS. These are not your father's Lincolns. Drive the Lincoln Mercury difference, and you'll be a believer. Our team of knowledgeable, long-term, committed sales professionals are ready to assist you and have thorough knowledge of how Recycle Your Ride can give you up to $4,500 in government assistance for trading your old gas guzzler. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience and complete satisfaction, count on Landmark Lincoln Mercury, Denver's only exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealer. We are Colorado's sales leader. We have the largest selection of new and certified pre-owned Lincoln Mercury products in the state. We've been trusted since 1919. We're located at 5000 South Broadway, just north of Bellevue, and online at buylincolns.com. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics.
And
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young.
The deadline's not being set by me. The deadline's being set by the American people.
President Obama says he wants a health care reform package passed by Congress within a matter of weeks. He says the time to act is now, telling NBC's Today show it goes beyond his own agenda.
This is absolutely important to me, but this is not as important to me as it is to the people who don't have health care. I've got health care. This isn't as important to me as the family that's going bankrupt.
He will make his case in person to key congressional Democrats today. The chair of the Republican National Committee, Michael Steele, was on the CBS Early Show, charging the president with moving too fast.
Tell us the truth about the costs, and let's talk about the timing, because this rush to, in 2 weeks is not going to work.
Well, lawmakers are getting a fresh picture of the economy from Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. Let's go live to Capitol Hill and CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
The Fed chairman said a worldwide economic collapse was avoided, and there are tentative signs the worst recession since World War II is beginning to slowly get better. But there is bad news about jobs.
Despite these positive signs, the rate of job loss remains high, and the unemployment rate has continued its steep rise.
Bernanke says he expects unemployment to peak at the end of this year, but stay high for at least another year after that. He says the Fed will keep interest rates close to zero to help the recovery, but is ready to raise them if the risk of inflation picks up. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
A published report says a federal agency quashed data on the dangers of driving while using a cell phone. The New York Times says the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration did not release the information because there were worries that lawmakers might think the agency was going too far. Jeffrey Runge, the head of the NHTSA at the time, denies it.
This is not a story of political intrigue. This is a story of trying to create coherent policy around good, hard data.
Well, today two groups are releasing the data. One of them is Public Citizen. Its President Emeritus Joan Claybrook says there was an obligation to turn over the information.
The best way to deal with Congress is to be truthful with Congress and not to cover up information or be afraid to make it available.
For the third time, demonstrators have descended on Paris, Texas, to protest a dismissal of charges against two white men in connection with the death of a black man who was run over and his body dragged underneath a vehicle. The demonstration's been organized by the Nation of Islam and the new Black Panther Party. One resident of the town, Teresa McDowell, says they're tired of the controversy.
Anytime anything happens in that situation that they automatically bring in the Black Panthers, it's always a racist thing.
The California legislature still needs to give it the green light, but its leaders and the governor have worked out a deal to balance the budget. Governor Schwarzenegger says he's pleased. Supervisor of Los Angeles County, Zev Yaroslavsky, says he's not.
It stinks. It smells. It is bad public policy. It is going to hurt a lot of people who don't deserve to be hurt.
Checking Wall Street at this hour, the Dow up 60 points, the Nasdaq down 4. This is CBS News.
Hey, I'm Mr. Opportunity, and I'm with Stephanie, who's getting a new Honda Pilot.
Actually, the Odyssey.
Oh, weren't we talking about the Pilot?
I've changed my mind.
Well, that's okay, because like the Pilot, the Odyssey is also the best-selling vehicle in its class.
Did you say the Pilot seats 8?
Hurry back to the Pilot again?
Sorry.
That's okay. Like I was saying, the Odyssey... Wait, you want the Pilot, right?
Definitely one or the other.
Exactly. The 2009 Honda clearance. It's the only thing from Honda that won't last. I'm Mr. Opportunity, and I'm knocking.
Based on Arrow Polk & Company U.S. retail registrations, minivan and midsize SUV segments, January 8th through March 09.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File for Bose. The Bose Wave Music System, small enough to fit on a shelf, yet it feels like you're at a live performance. Forbes FYI says it sounds like a system that costs five times more. Visit Bose.com/enjoy or call 1-800-556-9013 for a 30-day risk-free trial and receive free shipping. Add the optional multi-CD changer for hours of uninterrupted listening. When you call, ask about easy financing options with no interest charges for Bose. 1-800-556-9013.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update.
The rain was coming down harder than I've ever witnessed, and the hail, I thought it was going to come right through the windshield of my truck.
From Consumer Reports, cooling your home, I'm Reese Sprans. The most common mistake people make when it comes to air conditioners is getting the wrong size. Underestimate your cooling needs, and you could end up sweating. Overestimate, and you'll have a cold, damp space. Before installing a central air system, have a contractor do a load calculation to determine the required cooling capacity. This step is an important one as well if you're upgrading an existing system, since changes made to improve your home's energy efficiency, such as replacing windows or adding insulation, can reduce your cooling needs. On the other hand, if you've added living space, you might need more cooling. After the required cooling capacity has been determined, focus on installation. Adding a central system is relatively straightforward if you already have ductwork for your heating. But if your home doesn't have ducts, adding them can be expensive and messy. If you're in this camp, consider a split ductless system instead. Split ductless systems are similar to central air in that they can cool multiple rooms but need no ductwork. Choosing a reliable central air system is crucial because breakdowns are inconvenient and costly. According to our latest product reliability survey, Trane, the market leader, along with Rheem and Rude, were less likely to need repairs than those from Goodman and Heil. Of course, central air isn't right for every home. Recommended window air conditioners in our next report. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice of Deity Jim Ward, and me, Stephanie Miller. This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Chevy Open House. We've made it easy to get into a new Chevy with low, straightforward pricing on remaining 08 and 09 models. It's simple. The price on the tag is the price you pay. Go to Chevy.com/openhouse for details. Excludes the Corvette ZR1 at participating dealers only. Stop bitching about the Corvette.
But I want the Corvette.
You don't have room to park your Corvette.
I don't what?
You don't have room to park your Corvette in your building.
That is most likely true.
You probably get a little teeny weeny parking space.
The president opened a medium-sized can of whoop-ass on health care yesterday.
Now, we've talked this problem to death year after year. But unless we act and act now, none of this will change.
He will open the large-size can tomorrow night, I believe. Meanwhile, right-wing tool Governor Haley Barbour, Republican of Mississippi, after we could afford the unnecessary wars and God knows what else, we can't afford this now.
The state's financial condition just doesn't allow us to take on what could be tens of billions of dollars of additional cost, and this is not a partisan issue.
No.
No, of course not.
We just want it to be Waterloo.
We want the president to fail, but not in a partisan way.
Okay, you know, if only there was somebody that could lighten the mood and, you know, make us feel... What? Why, who is it, Jim?
It's the hilarious Margaret Cho.
That's the funniest woman in the world!
Yes, it is.
Good morning, funniest woman in the world.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's so true. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. Your press release here, you have added a new title, apparently, to your long list of titles. Margaret Cho, comedian, actress, director, author, activist, and... starter. You have been a starter for quite some time.
Oh, well, that's true. I think that's a pretty fair description. I like that.
We love us some starters on the Stephanie Miller Show. What you're doing everything everywhere. I'm not sure how you're able to do this, but you're on tour.
I'm kind of on tour. Yeah, I'm on tour. My doctor went crazy. I'm going to start being on tour more like at the end of, I think, middle of September, I'm going to go out to do some dates. I've just been kind of working on the show, Drop Dead Diva, and doing some acting. So I've been living in Peachtree City, Georgia for the last 6 months.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's lovely there.
I must ask you before we continue, do you have a chihuahua barking in a coffee can? What exactly?
There is a chihuahua barking in the coffee can, but I'm letting her out now.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right. So now, tell us about it. Drop Dead Diva is on Lifetime, correct?
It's on Lifetime, and it's a show that I am one of the stars of, and it's a show about a super thin, blonde, kind of spokesmodel girl who dies in a car accident and then comes back as a brilliant but insecure lawyer. So it's all about how our society views a certain kind of beauty over another kind of beauty, and I think it's just being so. It's a very exciting show.
Wow, there's nothing funnier than death in a car crash.
I know, isn't that hilarious?
Right away, you have comedy.
Right away.
No, but I've heard the show is great. But so you're also, and this new tour, you're singing. You're doing songs from your
CD. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I'm kind of trying to do, I've been doing music for a few years now, and so now I'm trying to actually play along. So I'm thinking maybe I'll do one song a night.
Wow.
Play. But I'm actually playing guitar, which is the coolest, because you know I love the singer-songwriter, so it's very exciting to actually be one.
You are now Margaret Cho Rockstar, in addition to your other styles.
Absolutely. So it's very, very exciting. But I'm doing a new comedy album with a bunch of amazing music people, like Andrew Bird, I just wrote a song with, and John Bryan and Grantley Phillips and Garrison Starr and lots of wonderful people. So I'm excited about it. It'll be out sometime next year, I think.
Yeah, your live stuff is hilarious to the point. I think I choked on something the last show was of yours. I did actually fall into the aisle, I believe.
Good. I'm glad. That's the point. That's the whole point of it all.
Yeah. So how are you feeling about everything going on politically? Because I know we talked during the campaign and you were very involved.
I was very involved, but then I said, I think I was a little bit too negative about McCain and you know, Cowan, and I got in trouble a little bit.
A little too negative in what sense? Like,
I was like, everybody's all John McCain. Oh, he's a good soldier. He's a good soldier. He was captured. So
yes.
Was not that good.
See that right there? That's the kind of starter stuff that you do.
And
who
gave you crap for that?
Well, I was asked to leave the Obama campaign. I was actually on the Obama campaign for almost the whole year, and they just didn't ask me back.
Oh, wow.
And then I got taken off the email list, which is
Oh, dear. Now, you know that's when it's bad, because everyone gets those Obama emails.
Everybody gets the Obama, but then they're like, not her. Everybody but her.
You weren't allowed to play in any of their reindeer games anymore.
No, it was really sad. But, of course, I'm very excited that I think he's doing an amazing job. And you know, he's had to sort of reverse all the stuff that's happened the last 12 years or something. I think he's doing amazing.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, you know, we've been talking about is it just seems like people are so impatient. He's been president less than 6 months, and he was left with, you know, just amazing mounds of flaming political dog poo, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. It was the hugest house party that lasted for 12 years, and, you know, he's got to clean it up. And it doesn't,
right. I don't know if you're, you know, paying attention much to this healthcare debate, but it's just, you know, it seems like the right wing, really their only plan is to have his plans fail. That's sort
all
of,
they want.
Yeah.
It's like they want to prove something, and it's ridiculous. It's not in service of the country at all. It's just to prove that they're right, and it's crazy.
Yeah, well, and plus it's like, I guess the contention is like our healthcare system is working just spectacularly well now, which I don't know who thinks that, you know?
Who thinks that?
I don't know.
Who thinks that?
What if you were to have some sort of horrible guitar accident while on tour? You see what
right,
I'm saying?
Exactly.
Some sort of catastrophic rock star injury.
You never know.
Exactly. What would happen? So what other, you know, how are you feeling about, I know you did also a lot of work on the Prop 8 and the gay marriage stuff. How are you?
That's very disappointing. Very upsetting. You know, and I have this thing where, you know, I live in Georgia, and so I go to the gym every day. And every day at the gym, there's these magazines. They put out the Focus on Family magazine, which are the, you know, main contributors to the whole Prop 8 debacle. And they're just very conservative. So I bring all my outs and my advocates, and I lay them out on top of Focus on Family. But by the time I'm done working out, I come back, and all the Focus on Family are on top of my gay magazine. So it's just, you know, it's a fight, and it escalates, you know. Like,
and it's
I'm
a fight, and there's
Italian
no...
Italian Men's Vogue, and it's, you know, put that on
there,
top.
It's a fight, and there's no tactic too immature for you, and I love that about you. You're
no,
a street
you
fighter.
Put it on top. Well, we don't throw away each other's magazines, which I think is it's very admirable that they don't actually wind up in the garbage.
Yeah. Well, that would be a startling sight to see Margaret Cho on a Stairmaster in Georgia reading the Family Advocate magazine, whatever that magazine is. Focus on the
so
Family.
Off. It's always, it's just, it's kind of like, they have a centerfold and it's just a baby.
Oh.
It's real weird.
Oh, God.
They just reel into the babies.
Like a fetish for the babies.
They love the babies. They want you to keep having them.
That's all you can suss out from that.
I mean, that's all I know.
Focus on the gay family.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they should focus on.
Margaret, keep on fighting that good fight for us and being a starter, among other things. MargaretCho.com, by the way, is where you could find out all things Margaret Cho about her tour and much more. Honey, thanks for taking time for us, as always.
Thank you.
All right, honey. See you soon.
Bye.
There she goes.
Yay.
She'll be on. Oh, by the way, Chelsea Lately on the E! Network.
Tonight.
There you go.
Do not miss it.
Among her many, many. She's everywhere doing everything. That's hilarious. To see the look on some right-wing Georgian's face when an advocate has been placed over...
Maybe they could do a compromise.
Focus on the family.
Guns and assless chaps.
Monthly.
Hybrid.
Well, the advocate can be a little bit, you know, straight-laced. They should put something like Instinct magazine right up there. That has the naked man on the cover.
Really cute, really gay, like GQ.
Yeah.
Come on now. All right. That's too gay for West Hollywood. I mean, they... All right. By the way, this story I'm just doing, it's a fun stack because someone sent me a why.
Yay!
Because it's about two things that we love, and that is Sheboygan and poo, which is... it's about poo. Because, you know, a lot of people are having a bad day in this economy, in this housing crisis, and the Flavin and the...
Whatever.
However, you are not in prison getting poo flung at you, so that's why this...
So far.
Well, okay.
Yeah, the day's
still
young.
It's early, at least on the West Coast. A Wisconsin female inmate will spend another year and a half in prison for throwing her feces at another prisoner.
Oh.
She was recently sentenced, according to the Sheboygan Press.
Can they prove it was her feces?
I think so, Jim. Yeah. Correctional officers saw her and another inmate yelling and punching each other on the day of the incident. They noted there was feces, quote, all over the walls
and on
both women. I just love the quote. I did the story because it's from Sheboygan, and the quote from the female prisoner. While being escorted away, she said, "I've been saving up my all day for that."
Oh, boy.
She had a plan. She had a plan. Saving, she started her day with a plan.
It was saving up my S all day for that
I'm
S.
Saving all my poo for you.
That's magical, Jim. Thank you. See, we made something good out of that story. All right. So the health care debate continues. The president is going to speak today as well, I understand?
No, he's all over, like, the Today Show and, all over those kinds of shows today.
Well, the big speech is tomorrow night, but obviously
he
continues to talk about health care wherever he goes because he has to deal with right-wing tools like Bill O'Reilly talking about some craziness, Jim, that the health care being a right? What?
His health care plan will create more debt the country will ever be able to repay, no matter how much it taxes.
Uh-huh.
But the New York Times and other left-wing media don't care.
Mm.
They want the health care entitlement, seeing it as a human right.
Yeah.
So there's little scrutiny about the president's incredible spending by the press because the press is sympathetic to Mr. Obama's agenda.
Oh.
So now he's worried about the debt.
Oh.
It didn't exist under Bush, according to
him. Right.
Now.
I guess the liberal media was complicit in Bush running up the debt, too.
Uh-huh.
Ha ha. See how tricky we are like that?
It's a big old master plan.
Mm. I see. So, but that's some sort of craziness. You saw he did the air quotes with his voice. This is the thing. It's a right. I think I'm going to write. Okay, O'Reilly.
If we continue to go in this direction, the United States of America will be bankrupt. Perhaps,
completely agree.
Perhaps by the end of this year. That's how fast it's going.
Uh-huh.
The media is not reporting that story. They are continuing to report that Obama's vision, this giant federal apparatus to solve everybody's problems, whether it be health care, the environment, whatever it may be, you have to do it. And the country's heading for the California cliff. It's not skepticism in the reporting. It's pro-Obama reporting.
Mm.
And I think that Walter Cronkite, as I said, now would have said, go, yes, that's right. But 35 years ago would have said, don't do that. Challenge Obama.
Oh, Walter Cronkite, if you had gone back in time, would have, much as
Walter
he turned against the Vietnam
War. Obama.
Much as he turned against the Vietnam War, he would have said no.
Right.
No health care reform in America. That's what Walter Cronkite
trying
would have
trying to capitalize on Cronkite's death.
Done.
He's not around
yeah.
to defend himself against pinheads like O'Reilly.
Exactly. I was just thinking, how shameless is that?
That was
use
shameless.
Walter Cronkite to say, here's what he would have thought?
And by the way, you know why the debt looks so big? Because we're finally counting all the money being spent
on the war
in Iraq and Afghanistan. which Bush left off.
He shoved it all. He swept all of that under the carpet.
Yeah.
With supplemental spending, which isn't included in the budget.
Invisible spending.
Right. Mm. Now we're including it in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The way it should be.
Walter Cronkite would have been against Barack Obama's health care based on what? Bill, you crazy.
Oh, that was nice to see you. What are you going to do? Oh, hello.
Yeah, I don't know. All of, you know what? All lately, Jim, all of Bill O'Reilly's points sound like this to me. They just do. They all sound like just little popcorny thoughts, just little thought kernels that are exploding in his big, crazy head.
Oh, no. The song is written for him.
Oh. Okay, that's silly.
Yes.
That's yes.
That's one of it. Okay. When we come back, speaking of silly, Sean Hannity and his little sidekick, Dick Morris, and their, if you think that was crazy, where do you hear Dick's thoughts on health care?
And how he says it.
Mm-hmm. As we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
But that just seems intentionally confusing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to David's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy and its amazing success rate. And in a matter of weeks, David was a changed student. His grades improved, giving him a new sense of confidence and a positive attitude towards his math.
If your child is struggling with fractions, algebra, or any other area of math, we can help. Math Made Easy uses top-notch teachers to coach your child on how to break math problems into five essential steps and gain confidence and mastery in math. Best of all, Math Made Easy is affordable for nearly everyone. Summer is an ideal time to strengthen math skills and get a head start on next year's math. Call 866-569-MATH. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call us now and get 1 month of Math Made Easy free. Call 866-569-MATH. That's 866-569-MATH.
Attention female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you will receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim17.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim17.com. Remember slim17.com. That's slim, then the number 17.com.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Another two finalists have been sent packing from So You Think You Can Dance. Judge Nigel Lithgow stated that although all six dancers had performed brilliantly, the decision was unanimous and ultimately two people had to go. And those victims were named Caitlin and Philip. Now that the top 10 finalists have been determined, they'll no longer be performing in pairs, and the public voting will begin soon.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
As the first season of Discovery Channel's Pitchmen drew to a close, infomercial star and series frontman Billy Mays passed away in his sleep at the age of 50. The series followed Mays and his longtime business partner and fellow pitchman Anthony Sully Sullivan as they attempted to market new inventions and products. No word yet on whether Pitchmen will be renewed for a second season.
Colorado.org.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Dave in Chicago on healthcare. Hi, Dave.
Hi, good morning, Mama.
Hi, go ahead.
I'm working in a commercial building for the last couple weeks, and one of the reasons I think healthcare might be so expensive is because the office downstairs has 7 or 8 people working in it. The drug reps buy them lunch out every day. They get their pizza, they get their Chinese, they get the subs, they get dinner Italian, they get fish fries. It's unbelievable. Every day somebody's coming through with food to go.
Yep, we have all to tighten our belts. Like, for instance, Jim, here in the little radio shack where we do our show, we bring leftovers every day, don't we?
Yes.
And the fancy right-wing guy next door, he has a private chef come in. And,
he has a chef.
Yes. Every once
in a while he throws us a bone.
He does.
Yeah.
You poor little progressive host like to
I bet he's got
my...
You know what, though? You brought leftover salad. Salad should never be leftover.
No,
it's the best I can do. These are tough times. Okay.
Some are in here, so we can actually have 2 headphones and 1 jack.
No, that's ridiculous. That's crazy. We don't get that.
That's more than ridiculous. That's redonkulous.
Okay. Sean Hannity doing his usual...
6 months of hope and change, a soaring deficit, a failed stimulus, and a foreign policy ashamed of everything this country stands for. And folks, he's just getting warmed up.
All right. Essentially, the president said it yesterday. They want him to fail. This is the party of Rush Limbaugh. They are rooting for his failure. We have the Jim DeMint on tape. Do we have this Republican Jim DeMint talking about the president on health care?
If we're able to stop Obama on this, it will be his Waterloo. Mm. It will break him, and we will show that we can, along with the American people, begin to push those freedom solutions that work
in every area
of our society.
A freedom solution.
We don't have the correct freedom solutions.
Destroy the country and replace it with a freedom solution.
Too busy dancing to Waterloo. Yeah, I see. Wow. This is all about them wanting him to fail. They don't care about the American people. It's like an afterthought. Oh, and the American people, too, by the way. And the freedom and the flavor.
And what is the freedom solution? What solutions have these guys offered?
I don't know. At least according to Dick Morris, the president has a plan, albeit it's an evil socialist plan. And we will we will play that for you when we get back. It's a... You know what? He is perceptive, that Dick Morris. There's things you just don't know about the president's evil plans until Dick explains it to you. We'll be back with all that as we continue. 28 minutes after the hour, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to David's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy and its amazing success rate. And in a matter of weeks, David was a changed student. His grades improved, giving him a new sense of confidence and a positive attitude towards his math.
If your child is struggling with fractions, algebra, or any other area of math, we can help. Math Made Easy uses top-notch teachers to coach your child on how to break math problems into five essential steps and gain confidence and mastery in math. Best of all, Math Made Easy is affordable for nearly everyone. Summer is an ideal time to strengthen math skills and get a head start on next year's math. Call 866-569-MATH. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call us now and get 1 month of Math Made Easy free. Call 866-569-MATH. That's 866-569-MATH.
Southbound I-25, still a bit crowded downtown, starting right around 38.
It's too hot to eat in the kitchen. You're probably having a lot of family barbecues this summer like we are. Whether you need a few pieces or a whole patio furniture setup, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. From wrought iron and granite or tile top tables to outdoor fire pits to the super comfortable deep seating furniture. The season's far from over, so Freehoff's is celebrating over 5,000 pieces in stock ready for immediate delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
Where is my life headed? Will I find true love?
Should I change careers?
When you have important questions, California Psychics has answers. Over 150 gifted psychics available 24/7, helping people just like you. And California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
My California Psychic experience was primo. I was just astonished. I never expected that.
Secure and confidential. California Psychics has done over 1 million readings. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT. And if it's not the best psychic reading you've ever had, it's free.
First, I had the chills and I felt choked up.
Our psychics will help you find love, happiness, and your true life path. Need someone to listen? Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Remember, if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever experienced, it's free.
I definitely think California Psychics was the best psychic reading I've ever had.
From Consumer Reports and eBook Showdown, I'm Ernie Sprantz. If you're shopping for an ebook reader, as in portable electronic text display, two brands dominate, Sony and Amazon. For the July issue, Consumer Reports compared the Amazon Kindle 2 and Sony Reader PRS 700BC. To start, the Sony requires you to install software on your PC, it's not Mac compatible, and connect via USB to download new content. The Kindle is wireless, connecting automatically and at no extra cost to your Amazon.com account. It took an hour or so to set up the Sony, about 5 minutes for the Kindle. Both have a 6-inch black and white screen. Reading in a range of light conditions is generally fine, though on the Kindle, type and images are rendered more crisply and accurately. As far as navigation, the Sony has a slight edge. Its touchscreen made navigating content easier than with the Kindle's 5-way joystick. The only toss-up is the availability of titles. The Kindle store has 270 titles and counting, far more than Sony's e-book store. And bestsellers cost $9.99, a few bucks less than Sony's usual price. But Sony allows access to 500,000 free public domain titles. The bottom line? The Kindle is easier to use and more versatile. The Sony, worth considering for its touchscreen and nightlight. I'm Ernie Sprant for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
But you know what I hate?
Stephanie Miller.
Not me. That's my idea of heaven.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 33 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number toll-free from anywhere to join the party. We welcome Chris Lavoie's new friends in Phoenix, Arizona, who are joining the show for the first time this morning, the first time they've ever listened.
My friend Rick,
And his reaction?
Yes, he said, OMG, all I have to say is poo. I mean, seriously, poo?
It's hard to explain what the show's about. You should have just said it's about poo, mostly.
Well, senators and poo. Senator poo. Senator poo.
A story about poo, we will do it.
Of course we will.
Okay, let's... And if you missed that, too bad for you. Nancy, and it was actually about the flinging of poo.
Yes. And not monkeys.
And no monkeys were involved.
Yeah. And that's the story about the healthcare debate. Because the Congress
I get your freedom solution.
We're so freaking highbrow.
Nancy in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Nance.
Stephanie, I'm so happy to be on your show. I'm just about peeing my pants.
See, now the show is about pee
and poo.
Well, about pee and poo. Okay. Okay, so check it out. I'm a nurse, and I've heard, like, you know, there's all kinds of crazy theories about why healthcare is so expensive. And let's face it, it's because it's for profit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they jack up the prices of everything so that they can get, you know, they increase everything by like 30% so they can get compensated.
Well, Nancy, that's exactly it. You've hit exactly the crux of it. It just the whole concept of let's make money on people's pain and suffering. How can we make more money on people's pain and suffering? That's exactly it.
Okay, but being a nurse, I heard some ding-dong talking about the reason that healthcare was
we're talking
so
about ding-dongs.
mm-hmm. Talking about what?
He actually said that the reason that the healthcare was so expensive was because of nurses' salaries.
Ah. Yes, you people.
I hate to swear on the air, but having been a nurse for 18 years, my salary was $32 an hour.
See, you capitalist pig.
I was a nurse for 18 years.
Yeah.
So you're going to buy the Ferrari or the Maserati?
Or as Arnold Schwarzenegger would call it, special interest in the nurses, things of this nature.
See, you know, that's where all the money's going. I mean, let's not kid ourselves here.
I broke my femur. Where are the nurses?
Yeah. Now you need a nurse, don't you? Now you need a special interest, don't you, Governator? He tends to break his femur. We don't know why.
Wasn't it while skiing?
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't he also break in his motorcycle accident?
I think maybe when your leg that big, if you hit it hard enough, it'll just snap the bones.
He's not
so much mass.
He's not that big anymore, though.
Oof. All right. See, here's the thing. On the left, we care about everybody. For instance, we wish that Dick Morris had the health care plan, which would have allowed him to get that last prostitute toenail out of his...
larynx.
Yes.
Whatever it is.
Because tell me in this soundbite if he doesn't sound like it's just there's something... Like, you know, when you get that one popcorn kernel caught, you know, you just can't get it out. Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't listen for that, but listen for the ridiculous thoughts about the president's socialist plot.
His attitude is, I want to complete a socialist takeover of the United States before my popularity runs out. And if I'm a one-term president, I don't care. I accomplished my objective. And we are stuck. Everybody has to understand, when he talks about lowering the cost of health care, he's talking about denying health care to the elderly.
What?
Oh,
no.
My God. Perhaps the president will expand on that tomorrow night on his plan to deny health care to the elderly.
Oh, he's also going to speak at the Rose Garden today, so maybe he'll break the
news
today.
Perhaps he'll break the news for Dick
Morris. Wants to deny coverage of the morbid legal beast, whose internal organs are completely surrounded by fat and prostitute toes.
It sounds like his insides are liquefying. Seriously.
I'm literally drowning in adipose tissue.
And he sounds like Wonderbug.
Well, I was saying earlier, I think more like Muttley.
Mutley. Yes.
Well, in his case, Smutley, because of the prostitutes. But he does. He gets a little breathless when he's in.
He just wants his socialism to be dead.
What is wrong with us today?
I don't know. I'm just saying, I think it is magical of us to want for Dick Morris a health care plan that would have gotten that remaining prostitute toenail out of his larynx.
It's gotten infected, and it's licked. Liquefying his in. That is what's happening to Dick Morris.
I need full body lipo.
He has no muscle mass left. That's why he looks the way he does, like a great big beanbag chair.
He does. He looks like a beanbag chair with eyes.
Yes.
I need all my internal organs removed and rearranged so they can't find it. They're all being strangled.
Looks like he ate Harvey Firestein. He's trapped in there. Okay.
Get me out of here. Oh, my God. What's this, Shonda?
Can you please say, I just want to be loved?
I just want to be loved. Is that so wrong?
I just want to
get out of Dick Morris's body.
I just want out of Dick Morris's body. I don't know how I got it here.
I'm going to need to take a break. Okay, Steve in Reno, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, guys. First of all, Walter Cronkite was in favor of legalizing drugs. And if we end the drug war, we can pay for national health. The drug war, a $100 billion a year issue, $60 to $80 billion we waste in the drug war. Prison kills far more people than drugs. Drugs kill, the drug war kills more people than drugs. Mm-hmm. And if we then tax the drugs, we pick up another $20 billion plus, which gives you $100 billion a year for 10 years, which is the exact same trillion that they're talking about being the cost of the health plan.
Yep, yep, absolutely.
Drug gangs would have nothing to fight over because it's all legal.
Okay, Michael Steele, which I normally say, what is the point of him? But I guess the point
That's
is...
That's how I roll, yo.
Oh.
The point is comedy, I guess. Here he is on the president's risky experiment.
He's conducting a dangerous experiment with our health care and with the quality of our lives.
Oh.
He's conducting a reckless experiment with our economy.
Oh, no.
And he's conducting an unnecessary experiment with our tax dollars.
It's a risk our country can't afford. It's too much, too fast, too soon. He announced the launch of a new website which criticizes the Obama administration for the biggest spending spree in our nation's history. While showing video of young people, a commercial says the Obama administration's health plan risks their future and our health.
Oh, shut up.
Steele said that for a private health plan to have to compete with insurance backed by the government, it's like an alligator competing with a chicken.
Huh?
What? Huh?
Yeah, that's insightful. And then when they ask him a question about health care, he said, I don't do policy.
That's what he said.
I don't know.
That's what he said when asked about some of the specific tough choices legislators have faced. Steele demurred. On the issue of requiring individuals to buy insurance coverage, Steele said, I don't do policy. I'm not a legislator. My point in coming here today is to set a tone. I'm just here to set a tone.
Well, then why is he the head of the GOP?
He's just setting a tone.
RNC. Well, yeah, RNC.
But, yeah, but there's a forum on the healthcare issue, which he knows nothing about.
Yes, one would think that one might come armed with some sort of knowledge about said
issue.
Asking
simple questions. Well, you know, there's some disagreement between the Senate and the... I don't know.
This is my point. They don't have a plan. Their plan is to defeat Barack Obama's plan.
Right.
That's their plan.
Mm-hmm.
They don't actually have a healthcare plan. That's what I keep struggling to understand. It's like, okay, well... You know, good people can disagree, then how would you fix it? And they don't have a plan.
They want to undo the election.
They
want to defeat Obama in some way.
They have fear, that's what they have. Fear was at least one element of his tone.
Elephant?
This reckless approach is an ill-conceived attempt to push through an experiment, and all of us should be scared to death. So slow down, Mr. President. We can't afford to get health care wrong, said Steele.
We've got it wrong now, you pinhead.
Yeah, we can't afford to be 37th in the world while we spend more than any country in the world. Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
I thought it was Slovakia. It's Slovenia. Sorry. I should have said Ljubljana.
Ljubljana, Slovenia.
We are between...
Slovakia.
We're between Costa Rica and Slovenia.
A different country. Yes.
And Owimbaway is fast on our heels in terms of health care. Burkina Faso is giving us a run for the money.
Healthcare in Owimbaway is not to be eaten by the lion.
that's pretty much.
Run faster.
Yeah, that's healthcare in Owimbaway.
The lion sleeps tonight. Oh, thank God.
Like a nap.
All right. More bad news for Republicans and good news for America on the economy. I'll tell you what it is as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is not normal.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Let us help by settling your debt. Imagine living a stress-free lifestyle that you deserve. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 800-506-9926. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 800-506-9926. The government is bailing out the banks. Now it's your turn. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit cards and are working now but struggling to pay your bills, you may qualify for one of our partners' debt settlement programs. Call Debt Free Stimulus today at 800-506-9926. Get your life back on track. You deserve it.
When you're really in pain, everything seems to add to it. Relief can't come fast enough. Now there's new Bayer Quick Release Crystals, a whole new form of pain relief from Bayer that dissolves quickly on your tongue. With an extra pain-relieving booster, it's ready to go to work faster than caplets or tablets, which take time to dissolve. So before you know it, you're feeling a whole lot better. New Bayer Quick Release Crystals with a bold citrus taste. Just rip, pour on your tongue, and expect relief fast. Take with water as directed.
I used to see so many things in nature as threatening. The animals, even the flowers. Because all that stuff made my eyes so irritated and itchy, I knew it couldn't be healthy. But now, I have opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Clear Eyes brand itchy eye relief drops relieve itchy, irritated eyes, bathing them with extra moisturizers that provide a healthy, moist environment, the way nature intended, for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
The great outdoors looks great again.
Clear Eyes itchy eye relief, for eyes the way nature intended. Use as directed.
From Consumer Reports, some common camera goofs. I'm Ernest France. As part of a test of digital cameras for the July issue, Consumer Reports surveyed some 8,200 online subscribers about the care and feeding of their digital cameras. Many failed to make the best use of their new point and shoots. 66% didn't regularly clean the camera lens. You should clean the lens before each use. This minimizes the risk of focusing problems and blurry areas on pictures. 45% left photos in their camera for at least a month. Photo files should be copied to a backup device, like a hard drive, soon after capture. This reduces the risk of theft or deletion. 39% didn't know whether the camera had scene modes, image stabilization, face detection, or burst mode. These features make shooting easier and can improve your photos, so check the manual for features you may be unaware of. 28% of those surveyed told us they cleaned the lens with a shirt sleeve, household tissue, or canned air. You should clean your lens gently with a microfiber lens cloth and lens cleaning fluid. This way, you won't scratch or otherwise damage the surface. And finally, for those upgrading to a newer camera, 13% disposed of their old camera in the trash. If possible, sell your current camera, give it away, or recycle it. I'm Ernie Sprant for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining. Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 47 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Bo in Texas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on the healthcare debate. Hi, Bo.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, go ahead.
Well, you know, I don't normally pay attention to idiots, but Steele kind of caught my attention this morning.
Mm-hmm.
The whole waiting 8 to 12 months, I've waited a year and a half. I can't wait another 8 to 12 months. It's just that simple. I mean,
yeah, well, I mean, somebody, there was a nonpartisan group, they did the statistics yesterday on the TV machine about how many people, I forgot, it's a huge number of people that will lose their insurance next month while Congress is on vacation, and the number of people that will die, you know? So to say there's not urgency, it's like, well, tell that to the people losing insurance.
Well, it's easy for them because they've got it.
I mean, yeah, exactly, exactly. While you go off on your little vacation with your,
yeah, we,
with your lovely public
down.
Insurance.
We don't want to rush this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wait another 20, 30, 100 years or so.
Mm-hmm. Jim in Detroit on Dick Morris. Hello, Jim.
Oh, I don't know about Dick Morris's health care, but what about his legal fees for using B. Arthur's voice? Does
Could you say Walter, please?
Oh, Walter.
Okay, see? Would be Arthur's estate.
Well,
so that
let me touch your toes. Like
Tom in Orange County. Hi, Tom.
Hi there. You know, 40 years ago,
ago, yesterday we landed on the moon, and I went back to President Kennedy's speech in 1961, where he said, "We choose to do these things not because
they're easy, but because they're hard."
Yes, thank you. Very good. All right. So it's like, well, like
I
you
believe
said,
this nation should commit itself to landing a man on the moon before this decade is out, and leaving him there to die, or rather returning him safely to the earth.
Thank you, John.
That was the initial draft.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. As we've said previously, Jim DeMint, Republican of South Carolina, I think has summed up the Republicans Party plan, and that is just for Obama to fail. That's what it's
if
all
about. If we're able to stop Obama on this, it will be his Waterloo. Mm. It will break him, and we will show that we can, along with the American people, begin to push those freedom solutions that work in every area of our society.
Did he go on to expound on what a freedom solution entails exactly on health care?
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Oh!
So you should
you'll
die.
Get to be free of your life
yes,
because
you
have health care. No health care.
It follows the GOP's health care plan.
Oh, for God's sake, just die!
Okay. At least it's simple. It has that going for it.
It is understandable.
Okay, so for months the question on Capitol Hill has been, what will the insurance companies do? So far, the industry has stayed at the bargaining table and held its fire in the ad wars.
No, they poured a lot of money into the
I've
ad
seen
wars.
Three of them, I think.
Which ones are they? Who's the sugary drinks, the fruit drink one?
That's the Food and Beverage Manufacturers Association.
Everyone wants health care, but you do that by going to the park and chopping wood and drinking fruit drinks, which are not taxed. For some socialist health care plot.
Jim, if you paid attention to the point of the commercial, you don't chop wood. You break it in a manly way over your leg.
The man does.
Yes.
Right and you down broke there. His femur. Now I need health care. I broke my femur with a stick.
See? Trying to be manly, showing off for the wife, breaking wood down near your man sack down there. And what happens?
My femur.
Now you need health care. Good. Good job.
No, but they've got billions to spend on all these ads as propaganda.
Yeah, but anyway, I was going to say, this is
bad.
Right, this is what I was going to say. They've started the cable TV ad buy in favor of bipartisan health care reform that can cover everyone.
Watered down.
Yeah, but make no mistake, the ads are sending a strong don't tread on us message, not so much a shot across the bow of reform as a reminder of the industry's ability to weigh in at any time with messages pro or con. Just the latest sign, the healthcare debate is about to get a lot noisier as groups decide they can no longer stay on the sidelines. So you think it's bad now.
We can't afford health insurance, but we can't afford ad buys for millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars.
From profits that they made off the backs of American
by denying
sick people.
Coverage.
Yeah.
Here's more bad news for the people rooting for the president to fail and thereby America as well. Because if the president fails, you see, we're kind of in this together. Economic indicators are up more than expected in June.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Damn it!
More plans to build homes, higher stock prices, and fewer people filing first-time claims for jobless aid sent a private sector forecast of the U.S. economic activity higher than expected in June. It was the third straight monthly increase for the index of leading economic indicators, another sign pointing toward the recession ending later this year.
Crap! This is working. Damn it! Can we start another war?
I heard one expert saying, you know, yes, the stimulus probably should have been bigger, but it is working, you know, and that will be the worst news for
the
right-wing.
To watch out for phony terrorist attacks to distract people. Look, while he was worried about health care and the economy, look what happens.
Speaking of which, Cheney, the focus of the Intel subcommittee. The House Intelligence Subcommittee on Intelligence and Investigations will begin a full investigation into charges that the CIA misled Congress about a covert spy program for 8 years, a probe that could put Vice President Dick Cheney front and center.
Mm-hmm. I think they should finally get him to have to talk under oath about 9/11, well, what he was doing that morning, down to the bunker.
Okay. All right. That will make the folks at Fox News heads explode, as will Senator Al Franken's first bill. He pumped out his first bill, a measure allocating funds to buy and train service dogs for wounded Iraq and Afghanistan veterans.
What a commie.
Mm-hmm. As you know, he has been dedicated to entertaining the troops for quite some time now in Iraq and Afghanistan.
And doing it without tooting his own horn about it.
Yeah.
I know.
He goes quietly on USO tours and entertains the troops. He doesn't...
And he's also a dog lover. I didn't know this. Whose black lab, Kirby, died of bone cancer during the campaign.
Oh, no.
My dog, you know, Pooh Bear, my dog, died of bone cancer. So good for you, Senator Al Franken. thank God, Esmeralda is going to support Sonia Sotomayor for the Supreme Court, so everything's good. Senator Ghostly.
Senator Susan Collins, Republican of Maine.
She looks like Esmeralda on Bewitched. She says it is so, so magically, she will be on the Supreme Court. She has becomes the fourth Republican to say publicly that she will break with her party's conservative leaders to support Sotomayor. The Senate Judiciary Committee has scheduled a vote on Sotomayor's nomination for today, but panel Republicans expected to block the action and force a one-week delay.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're big right-wing tools. They're big obstructionist tools that just want to be sticks.
Someone took their binky away.
Mm-hmm.
How can you call me a right-wing tool when I wouldn't do that?
No, you're not an actual right-wing tool.
Oh, okay.
All right. Of course, the speaking of right-wing tools, can you believe what what's his name, the Fox Pert?
Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters.
Said about this poor captured soldier in Afghanistan. Like, there's some, nobody knows exactly what the story is, but the fact is he's an American soldier that was captured by the Taliban.
Right, he's being held hostage and being humiliated by sending out all of these videos.
Yeah, anyway, so this guy said, oh, the Taliban can do us a favor and save us legal bills. The implication being,
If he'd walked away from his buddies, and I hope he dies. Hope they kill him. Go ahead.
That's what Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, a Fox News analyst, said.
Yeah, that's what they mean by supporting the troops.
Right.
Some troops that they like. That okay. This is the his name is Bo.
Yeah.
The
Private First Class Bo Robert Bergdahl.
Yes.
My girlfriend, who is hoping to marry. I have my grandma and grandpa's. I have a very, very good family that I love back home in America. Mm-hmm. And I miss them every day that I'm gone. I miss them. And I'm afraid that I might never see them again. And that I'll never be able to tell them that I love them again. I'll never be able to hug them.
Oh, my God. Heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, speaking of one of the reasons people are screaming we can't afford health care, it's what we spend on these wars.
Yeah.
Robert Gates announced Monday the size of the army will be increased by 22,000 soldiers to help meet the needs of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Robert Gates.
The army faces a period where its ability to continue to deploy combat units at acceptable fill rates is at risk. Based on current deployment estimates, this is a temporary challenge which will peak in the coming year and abate over the course of the next 3 years.
Anybody thought about the fact that we could afford health care 17 times over had we not gotten
into
Iraq? Yeah, just the money we gave Halliburton alone.
Had they gotten Osama bin Laden when he was at Tora Bora?
Yes, we could be done in Afghanistan by now, too.
Of course, had we done that, we never would have gone to Iraq anyway, because the Bush would have lost his boogeyman.
Mm-hmm. Ed in Pensacola, Florida, who is currently backing up his truck. Hello, Ed.
Hey, listen, two quick things. First, unfortunately, like with Medicare, I happen to be a physician, and although people point to Medicare, they say, you know, it's only low 3% administrative fees, et cetera, et cetera. Unfortunately, Medicare and Medicaid are not viable going forward. So what the American people are going to have to ultimately accept is that, yeah, there's going to be wait times. There's going to be less. That's point number one. Point number two, just what you were getting to, like no one seems to question the defense budget, including the Obama people. I mean, we cannot afford $690 billion, all these aircraft carriers all around the world. We got to wind down the empire here.
Yep, I hear you. All right, that's it for us. Hal Sparks, comedian extraordinaire, joins us tomorrow. I'd like to thank Chris Lloyd, Jim Ward, and Rebecca Baker. See you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi. Hello, Hal. Well, AISI, it was NBD.
Kids are spending more and more time online, and even if you heard what they're typing, you probably wouldn't know what they're saying.
Some PPL, whatever. ISS.
They chat online in a language full of acronyms, and unless you use it every day, you won't understand it.
YIWGP.
You won't know what they're saying or who they're saying it to. A lot of times, neither do they. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. So here's an acronym for you. HDOP. Help Delete Online Predators. To protect your kids' online life and to get a full list of acronyms kids are using, call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Restaurant owners Rachel and her husband had a run-in with the...
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life! Let's go!
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's Identity Guard.